Welcome to Front Row Geeks.
It muted while I was like turning it around.
Oh,
so.
Okay. Yes, it was extremely painful to go to Disneyland, but I knew that ahead of time that I was going to be spending a ton of money there.
Mm-hmm. But the bag, how much was the bag?
$75.
Horrible.
Hey, for someone like me, that's
really
totally
nice.
Painful.
Yeah, no, I'm not
right.
saying
that. That's
better.
Like a hit that, like, that hits my wallet like,
are you
right
describing,
now.
Are you describing Disneyland or an S&M escort?
Both.
Yeah, either way it works. I
either
mean,
way,
it's
gonna hurt you.
Okay, and speaking of Disney,
well, okay, so
first, jump right in here.
So
first
welcome to Front Row Geeks.
Yes,
well, we
welcome.
Should mention that this particular recording is being done post Civil War. So we're in phase three, everybody. Wait. I said
it's
we're
only
in phase
been
three.
Out for
we're
three
already
days.
In phase three. We were in phase three with Ant-Man.
I was about to say, thank you.
Yeah, Ant-Man was
someone had confused me on the
literally been 3 days since
its release.
Civil War, yeah, since the release. So we're going to talk about it later in the podcast.
Mm-hmm. So
much later in the podcast.
We'll announce when there's spoilers.
Yeah, exactly. We'll
so,
have people spoiled.
First,
let's welcome
start.
Each other.
Yeah, hi everybody. How you doing?
Hi.
Hi.
It's been a while.
Hola.
How's everyone doing?
We're doing great. How are you doing?
Good, good. Well, it's been a while since we had you on a recording.
It has
like,
vacation yeah, and
to purchase your SNN escort.
Yeah.
I mean your Star Wars bag.
Kylo Ren scared the hell out of me. So
awesome.
Was he there? Is he like?
Yeah, he was there.
Travel?
Yeah.
Oh, that's pretty legit.
Yeah, Boba. I ran into Boba Fett,
awesome.
Kylo Ren, and Chewbacca.
So,
but I took my picture with Kylo Ren. It's on my Facebook.
Have
nice.
They started construction of the Star Wars area?
Yes, they have.
That?
They actually have the steamboat is permanently docked right now, as well as the their other ship. I think it's called the Columbia.
Man.
You know what I'm
yeah,
really
so,
disappointed?
What?
I read an article from Andy. Andy posted this.
Uh-huh.
Supposedly.
Brother of mine.
Yes. Brother of Eddie. Supposedly, they're shutting down Tower of Terror and turning it into a Guardians of the Galaxy ride, which I'm super bummed
aww.
About because I love Tower of Terror. Couldn't you shut some other like ride down? Why Tower of Terror?
Probably
it's
because
amazing.
It wasn't doing as well as the other rides.
But I love Tower of Terror. It's such a great
now,
ride.
Now, my question would be, are they shutting it down to just do a thematic update? Is it
yeah,
really the same
gonna
ride?
Yeah, they're going to take over... Sorry, excuse me. They're going to take over the Tower of Terror... And redo it, new show and everything. In
oh, that's fine.
Well, no, I see, Kelsey. I see where you're coming from.
I love the tower.
Though ooh. I will preface this that I've never been a fan of the ride itself. That being
crazy.
Said, it makes sense
I hate
to me.
Sun drops.
I love it.
It totally makes sense to me that they're thinking that. Well, you know, we have new IP. You know, we stuff updates. You know, after generate. I mean, because that the ride has as it has stood has been running on for a while. It sort of makes sense that they want to attract new people or you know, younger people who don't have as much connection to that with a new IP.
From what
ride.
They were saying is that, like, how many years have Marvel movies been coming out now and they don't have, like, any Marvel rides yet? And so
yeah.
they're trying to start incorporating that into the park, but also there's budget cuts. Like, they've cut down their hours, supposedly, because of the park in China? Shanghai? Is that where it is? I think. Anyways.
Hong Kong.
But, is it?
Yeah, whatever. It's
Hong
yeah,
Kong?
It's
whatever. It's somewhere over there. Anyways, I guess they've gone over budget, and so they're trying to do budget cuts because of that to cover those costs.
Compensate. Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Yep.
But yeah, they have that entire area completely closed off. They have a fake backdrop. And if
course.
You even get close to Smash Mountain. God. When you get close to Splash Mountain,
hey
Splash
now,
Mountain,
you're a mountain.
Hey now, you're a mountain.
Get your game on.
Get
way.
What?
Oh.
And then every once in a while you'll hear, ready, go! And you're like, oh, shoot.
That's funny.
And the winner is Winnie the Pooh.
Yay! So,
and you're like, who the hell did he just beat?
I think Kelsey has been trying to avoid this subject from since the beginning because we saw Jungle Book.
Wait. I have an order here. Okay, so Jungle Book as an item will come a little later. So today we're a little more structured because we have a lot to talk about. Otherwise, I wouldn't be this structured. The next item on my list to talk about is Overwatch. So before you get into Overwatch, I'm trying to get the feel for everybody. How you doing? Like this, like your Disney trip, Will?
Yeah, I was trying to explain it. But
Kage in Disney.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I understand.
I don't like you have a lot of people.
I know.
All right, continue.
Anyway. We just had that wonderful moment, everyone. I just wish that the viewers at home could have seen it.
It was so peaceful.
Very peaceful. But, you can literally...
Fireball.
Generic cinnamon whiskey. You hear it all the time. There were jackhammers, and you hear them moving dirt. A lot of dirt. There's a big pile of dirt. Because they have to basically reroute the entire... so you can't go on Tom Sawyer's Island. All that is all shut down because they're rerouting the river so they make room for the Star Wars land. So they barely started working on it. So
that's crazy.
But that's So they're that's what they're working on right now. Excited for that. Pretty much almost all of Tomorrowland has been transformed into the Season of the Force. In the meantime.
They were in the way of the mic. Sorry, off my conversation. Oh. They were in the way of the mic, the soda bottles. I'm sorry, Kelsey. Lady Haterade, I apologize. She wants the other bottles.
That's the only important bottle.
That's the only important bottle.
Viewers at home, if you guess at that was a Fireball bottle, you were correct.
Yeah. Correct, indeed. So yeah, the entire Tomorrowland.
Guess what this is.
Don't. An don't guess.
Orangish red dildo?
Yeah, very cool.
Sorry, you meant what?
I meant Dalek.
that thing would get lost if you used that.
Oh, good lord.
I just saying.
Very hard
that would be an awkward hospital visit.
Exterminate your penis. No.
Oh, my.
Oh, boy.
Anyway,
I wasn't going to go there, but... Anyway, like I was saying, the Tomorrowland area is completely transformed to Season of the Force. So you have Star Tours. They've updated it with new Episode 7 stuff.
Nice.
So there's got some stuff on that. And I went on that ride like 4 times. It was amazing each time.
Star Tours is amazing.
I love Star Tours. And then you had Hyperspace Mountain, which I couldn't get on because I was too big. Tall-wise, I couldn't fit in the seat because my legs kept...
Oh, okay.
So I couldn't get in.
The Matterhorn? Isn't there a height restriction on that, too?
There's not a... Well, I don't know because the Matterhorn was actually shut down for maintenance.
Aw, that sucks. I love that ride.
Yeah, so the Matterhorn and...
Because I think there's a park that if you're really tall, you could hit your head.
No, Thunder Mountain Railroad was still working.
Oh, that one's awesome, too.
Yeah, that one was still working. Splash Mountain was still working. The only ones that were not working with the big one was Matterhorn.
Damn.
Yeah. Everything, and then they had Autotopia also shut down temporarily also.
Okay.
But, so you had pretty much everything in there. You had Star Wars music blasting literally throughout the entire Tomorrowland.
Wow.
The little cafeteria, cafe that they had in there was transformed to the Galactic Grill. And we had breakfast there each time. the cafe that we ate at, we always had breakfast. I had the Lars family meal, which has, eggs and all that wonderful stuff. But because Review is has intolerance for that. He had both days the Darth Tamale. Darth Tamale. And oh my gosh, if you've never watched Weeble stuff and their tamale song, just imagine replacing Hot Tamale with Darth Tamale, and oh my god, it is the most hilarious thing, because I sang that with him for about 4 hours on the way back from Disneyland and drove everyone in that car crazy. But we had so much fun doing it.
You're a madman.
I'm a madman. It was amazing. And of course, they had a... I don't know what it was called originally, but it's that huge thing next to the Hyperspace Mountain that used to rotate. Do anyone remember what they used to be?
In Tomorrowland?
Yeah, it's in Tomorrowland.
Right when you walk into it, and there's the ships, or no?
No, it's next to Hyperspace Mountain. And next to the Pizza Planet place.
It's not the Dumbo ride, is it?
Oh, that's in Fantasyland.
There we go. Okay.
But anyway, that's been transformed into the Star Wars Hangar Bay. Okay. And you go inside there and they have a shop where I got my bag here that the viewers at home can see. And
I also got
a hopefully when monsoon hits, I can use it. My Darth Vader lightsaber umbrella.
Awesome.
Which
under my umbrella.
My umbrella. It lights up and everything. It's awesome.
That's totally
boss. And they also had, you can meet Kylo Ren, Chewbacca, and Boba Fett, which I saw Boba Fett, didn't take pictures with him. I saw Chewbacca, but didn't take pictures, but took pictures with Kylo Ren. And I wanted to say and do other things with him, with me, but the man's intimidating. And I don't know if it's the costume, or the voice, or the way he just stops, and you could feel like his eyes are staring at you. You can't see it because of the mask, of course, but he would just stop and just stare. And I was just like...
Come on, I can't help you.
Like, I've seen little kids go in front of me and, you know, having a great time, and I'm sitting there just going...
This dude's actually playing his part pretty well.
He did it really well, absolutely. So, it was amazing.
Really quick, let me interject with, like, a character story.
Mm.
Chris, mm-hmm. one of our friends, and a fellow coworker, they went on, it's like, a business trip to Florida, and they ended up going to Disney World. And, they thought they were in line for a ride, but really they were in line to go meet Ariel. And so,
hey, I'd meet Ariel. I'd be okay with that.
They got up there. They took a picture with her anyways. It was just like really creepy.
I thought I was in a line for a ride, but you know what?
I still am.
Yeah.
Oh.
Eddie, I'm still getting a ride.
Eddie would be like, we would be waiting in line. I would get up there like, oh, okay, it's Ariel. Eddie would be like, I knew the whole time.
I just didn't want to say anything.
I wanted to meet Ariel.
They still ended up taking a picture with
her. Do they have phones
under
the sea? Can you get her number?
Oh my gosh.
Under the sea.
One of the most fun rides that we went on, we only went on it once because we were trying to hit as many rides as we possibly could in the 2 days we were there. But the ride that we all took, because I went with Joe Hayden, who likes to watch our streams.
Small World?
My brother.
God,
and
I love that ride.
We went through a Small World. Actually, it was fun. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, they've actually updated that ride to include all of the characters from the Disney movies in their respective areas. Mm-hmm. So, like, when you get to Italy, you see Pinocchio there. There's a section for China. You'll see Mulan and Mushu.
So it makes me cry.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
So they actually included that. So they've updated it a little bit. So it was a 15-minute ride. It was a long ride.
It is.
I was
like,
holy cow.
But I definitely was just like,
Small World.
I did hear someone get stuck in there one time, and I was just like, I can't imagine what it would be like getting stuck in there, and you're just like,
no.
No, that reminds me of when I went to Universal Studios one time with my family, and we rode the Jurassic Park ride, which is pretty much exactly like Splash Mountain.
Except for has dinosaurs.
Taller drop, and it has dinosaurs. But anyway, we were sitting, like, we're going through the ride and everything, and we noticed things started breaking down as we were going through the ride.
That's not a good sign.
It was really unnerving because we're sitting there, we're like, okay. And then the closer we got to the drop, because this was like the third or fourth time we were riding on it, so it was like, you know, it was me and my brother.
Yeah.
But we're getting closer and closer to the drop and everything, and we're like, you know, things aren't working.
That's
you can
so
hear
scary.
Like none of the animatronics are working, but you can hear the dinosaur noses and you can hear them go, you know, all that and everything. Mm-hmm. And then we come up and then there's these people that are stopped on the drop. Mm-hmm. But they're stopped like this, like over the edge.
Oh my god.
And the whole cart is looking straight down.
Oh,
right? And they say, like, there's an announcer that comes on and then there's a cart behind them. Right? And then an announcer comes on the walkie. He's like, sorry, the ride is broken down right now. We'll be fixing it we'll fix it pretty shortly and we'll have you go through the rest of the ride. So we're sitting there, you know, we're waiting. 15 minutes go by, you know. Then all of a sudden, up front,
also, they were gone.
You just see, like, all the people up front, like, they were sitting there, and then they were gone, and all you heard was,
dude,
and that that was the last time you heard of those guns.
And
they
were
just—they were no.
I guess they couldn't because whatever they were fixing, they were like, "Will this work? Will this work?"
Yeah,
I think that worked.
There was there was absolutely no warning.
That would be so scary.
They just—it was like 15 minutes, and they got comfortable.
That's the worst part. You're all like, "No, we're just enjoying ourselves." Because I.
You heard this loud clunk and they were gone.
That's like the second Tower of Terror. So like, you never know what's going
to
happen.
Then the second boat just goes, and usually you're supposed to stop. That like, then all of a sudden you hear the Tyrannosaurus roar, and he's like, his head is already down. He goes, and then he goes back up, and then he drops, and then the second boat drops, like, as he's going to. And then we're like, what's going on? And then like, we go up, and it was like, I mean, it was 1, 2, 3. It was just doosh, doosh. Like, no waiting, none of that pausing right at the front. We were just down. And I was like, that was nuts. They gave us a free thing, you know, afterward. Mm-hmm. I was 13 at the time.
Oh, wow.
I went into the shop and got myself a shot glass. Dinosaur tranquilizer shot glass that you can get 4 shots. Like, you get a free thing from the gift shop.
Nice.
And a shot glass for sure.
Yeah, Heffley, you're gonna need it after
Heffley
that.
Heffley drinking hard and wild with dinosaurs at age 13.
Wow.
I have to say there was a few incidences like that. Like when I was sitting, like I was trying to say, one of the most unexpected rides when I was there was the teacups.
What's wrong with the teacups?
No, that was I was just sitting there in line. You're there like they were. Oh, let's do this. I'm like looking. I'm like, this is like a little kid's ride. But then the more that I stare at it, you know that you get that feeling when you're not sure about something, but the more you're just staring at it and just seeing it, and then they're just like. And then all of a sudden you're like, by the time it's about your turn, you're just like, oh my freaking god, I can't wait for it. That exactly is what happened to me, and I have to admit, like going in the teacup, I don't think anyone's gone that fast before on a teacup in my life because we were just.
Yeah, I like the Disneyland teacups because those ones, they don't really restrict you too much on how fast you can
go. No.
There are some ones that aren't as good, but if you get a good teacup, that shit is awesome.
Dude, that
I must have got the best teacup in the world, man.
Oh, yeah.
The Roger Rabbit ride doesn't restrict you for that, too.
No, I went on that, too. Oh, my God, that was the longest wait I had for a ride.
Dude,
really?
I love the Roger Rabbit ride.
Wow.
Yeah,
it was
so
it was
good,
really,
though.
Really long.
But it's
Mr.
Such a
Toad
good ride.
Was almost out. Oh yeah,
I love
that.
Mr. Toad.
Mr. Toad's
wild. There was a lot of rides I went this time because I've been to Disneyland 5 times, but the first 3 times was when I was like 1 year old and younger, so I don't remember.
Right,
those.
Right.
Yeah.
The last time I went, I was like 16. It was for Christmas, and I only went on like 3 or 4 rides.
Oh man!
Because I was traveling with family, so family was
teenager.
Yeah, I was a teenager, and I was also like, I wanted the rides I wanted to go on. No one else wanted to go, and I was with family, so I had to do what the family wanted to do.
Yeah.
This time it was just like I'm going on every freaking ride.
So I remember going to Disneyland with my little brother, Chandler, and we were sitting there. We rode Thunder Mountain Railroad.
Oh yeah,
and you know it was one of the few rides that he could ride. Because he was younger at the time. He was
right.
Like 7, something like that. Well, we rode Thunder Mountain Railroad and everything, and we rode around, and he had such a blast. He had so much fun on that ride that when we got off, he started screaming and crying.
That he couldn't go back on again.
He couldn't get back on and go back around.
Wow.
So we're sitting there. He's dragging us back as we're trying to walk away. Dragging us. Ah, what a ride. And, like, people are staring at us, like, what in the world are they, like...
What's going on?
And my mom was sitting there, like, it's okay, he just wants to ride it again.
Okay, so for the interest of time, we need to move on to the next subject.
Move on, so I'm going to go ahead and just say this is going to be my closing statement on the Disneyland. So, they're just finishing up their Diamond Celebration, so there's a lot of the characters wearing blue and, like, silver stuff. It was really cool. We'll have a picture of some of the hats I brought back. But the rides that I rode the most, top one I rode 4 times was Star Tours. And the next one after that was Pirates. Rode that 3 times because why the hell not?
Oh, yeah. Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
And the line for that one, for some reason, was always fast, even if it was all the
way
out. Yeah, it was very good.
Indiana Jones,
yeah. Yeah, Indiana Jones twice. I rode that one twice, and it was actually the first time I went on Indiana Jones, and it was great.
My aunt was an engineer for that ride.
Really?
Yeah. That's she wow. has. She has like her birthday or something on one of the cars.
Nice.
That's
nice. That's shit. Legit.
Oh, that's so cool.
That is legit. The last time I went on Pirates was I had my friend Joe Hayden with me, and he bought a Wampa hat. So that, you know, one of those like really cool hats that have things on the side. So he bought one of those. And so he got in, sat down, I sat down next to him, and all of a sudden the guy looks down and goes, "Ah, there's a monster on the boat! Good luck!" And they're like, we're just like, I was like, "Ah!"
Awesome.
And he's all like, "Good luck!" He's all like, "Ah, there's a monster on the boat! Good luck!"
That's pretty
That's
great.
Awesome.
I almost lost my my actual really cool hat, not these hats that I have on right now, but my other really cool big brown fedora. I almost lost that one on the first time I went through Pirates because the drop
in
my hat went, whoop! I'm like, and then thankfully there were people sitting behind me that crabbed it and like, here you go.
Oh, nice.
That's like, very nice.
The whole time. Yeah. Like so anyway, that was basically my adventure. It was great. And I can't wait for Star Wars Land because they're building it now and I can't wait.
That is going to be cool. Mm-hmm. We'll have to go.
We'll have to go when it gets open.
I've heard you
and
too.
They have slated that they also are trying to make room right now with the city to make a Marvel Land. So they are working on it. They're working on it. It's a concept right now. They're not really, you know, they haven't broken ground like they did with Star Wars Land yet, but they are trying to get another part
going.
Yep.
So Overwatch.
So Overwatch.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so Overwatch. Overwatch is
amazing. I haven't played
it. I've been playing the open beta of it recently. It's pretty much is Team Fortress done by Blizzard. But with...
it sounds exactly as amazing as it sounds.
It is. Oh, it is so good. There are a lot of characters. They're all... What I find amazing about it is it's so balanced, so good. Like, there's no... Like, there's different characters. They all have different abilities. But, like, each character is balanced. Like, I mean, incredibly balanced. It's really fun to play. I don't think the gameplay is going to get old. It's very unique in how they do it. And because it's Blizzard, it works. Like, even the beta just works. And it's always nice to find a game that simply does that. That works.
That's like already like seems like you could release it now and it'd be fine.
No, seriously, you could potentially release it now. I mean, there are a couple of there's one character that tends to be a little overpowered. It's the Reaper character that everybody uses.
But
all
Blizzard, Blizzard's always has at least one. That's,
There's always that overpowered character, but they balance it out. They say like they balance it out because like. It's only overpowered if your team is stupid and they don't get a tank unit.
Right.
You know, that's the kind of stuff that they
would
need.
Go under.
But it is truly a fantastic game. Like, it plays real nice. It's very smooth.
And the open beta is lasting a little while longer, right?
Yeah, they extended the open beta until the 10th, so you still can get on it. It's free.
It is
open
free.
Beta.
Free download right now.
Yeah, it's a free download open beta for all platforms. It is fantastic. It is good. It is fun. Get it. Get
Recommend
it.
Doing it tonight. If not tonight, as soon as you can.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you been playing it too, Will?
Oh, wait.
I have. I've jumped into it a little bit.
Are they going to release it? Are we going to release this podcast?
We'll release it tonight.
Okay. So you'll hear it. Thank you. Because otherwise, watch it tonight and people go on battle. Now, those mother...
The game's already out. Okay. Well, if you listen to it and the game's already out, get the game.
Get the game, for crying out loud.
It's going to be a good... I mean, it's a really good game.
I will say, I got bored with Team Fortress 2 after playing for it for like a few weeks.
It's all the same
thing.
But Team Fortress isn't as balanced as what Overwatch is.
That is as well true. But Overwatch was just like...
I can't wait
for the whole full game.
It's like, basically Blizzard is like, instead of Team Fortress, like, the differences between Blizzard and Team Fortress, my roommate put it best. He goes, Blizzard took that and took the amount of time that Team Fortress took in making hats for the characters, Overwatch put in the characters.
Which makes that makes perfect sense, actually.
Yeah.
I agree. That's a very good comparison.
So... Overwatch is amazing.
So
it
please look out for
really
it,
good.
Especially if you're a big Blizzard fan.
Yeah.
Get it.
Well, I mean, it's their first foray into first-person shooters, and they did a damn good job.
Because it was supposed to be Ghost. StarCraft Ghost was supposed to be their first foray, but that got canceled.
Yeah, no, they need to make that.
They still do need to make that. Well, they kind of are trying to do it with the little special ops DLC that you can get for StarCraft 2, but I'd rather them make their actual
They need to make
shooter.
A game, yeah.
Yeah.
But doing Overwatch should
prove to them that they can do it.
Yeah.
I mean, plus,
it's a new IP. It's very dangerous.
They're owned by Activision right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Activision probably did some help on the core mechanics of it.
Oh, I'm sure.
Because it did seem a little.
Like, was there a Call of Duty?
Shooting, yeah, it had a little Call of Duty element.
Like, they're just like, here's an engine, but you can use it if you want. You know,
yeah,
like, it's sliding that down, being like,
there's
no.
But speaking of Activision and horrible decisions, the new Call of Duty is coming out.
Oh god,
which looks terrible by all means. It just looks awful.
I have no idea.
It's either way. The big thing is, though, I watched the trailer for it, and I was like, whatever. And then right at the end, I was like, wait a minute, Soap's dead. And they go through, or the commander is dead,
right.
You know, and they're like going through this trailer and everything. And I was like, that's Modern Warfare. And then right at the end of it, they're like, they're re-releasing Modern Warfare.
So it's a Modern Warfare reboot.
Yeah, but it's the full, it's the full game. It's
yeah,
the
so
multiplayer.
All of it.
Infinite War?
No, it is Infinite
War.
See, they're attaching Modern Warfare to Infinite War.
Okay.
Meaning you have to buy Infinite War in order to play Modern Warfare, which is stupid.
So what's question then? So what was wrong with Infinite War then? Because
I'm tired of, like, Call of Duty was fast enough when it first came out. When Modern Warfare came out, like, Halo was slow, Call of Duty was fast. I mean, super fast.
Yeah.
I would play Call of Duty all the time, and then I would go back to Halo, Halo 3, and I would play Halo 3, and I'd be like, oh, look at this. This is so easy to kill people in this game
right. Because
I've been playing Call of Duty all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's slow. It's like you're going in slow motion, and you're able to react to everybody faster
right. Now
because you were playing Modern Warfare. It was fast. Modern Warfare 2 started getting a little bit faster. You know, it kept going faster and faster and faster as it kept going along. And then all of a sudden they started adding the stupid augmentations where you can jump on the wall or you can fly in the air or you can do all this stuff, boost jumping, boost running, all this stuff. Why? You don't need that. I get the modern, like you want to go into the future of warfare and everything. But what happened to the Call of Duty with World War 2?
That's what I want, man.
Why not do a World War One Call of Duty game?
That'd because be Battlefield is doing that.
Yeah.
Battlefield is
doing that.
I saw
Battlefield
that, and I was like, this looks familiar. And then it was like, I saw Trenches. I'm like, oh, hell yes.
Yeah, no. It's,
oh, hell yes.
That looks
amazing.
Looks sick.
I can't wait. I mean,
because
I was kind of interested in Battlefield before, but this will get me to actually, like, jump.
Just in time for the 100th anniversary of World War One.
Yeah, right?
Oh.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. As far as
sit on that for a bit. World War One was 100 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stew on that.
And Germany finally paid off the reparations for that about 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That's how long it took. Don't ask about World War Two.
Yeah. They're going to be paying that off for a while.
Well,
one of the things with that, though, is because even now, I still rate Battlefield 1942 as a much better game than any of the new Battlefields.
Right.
Yeah.
I love Battlefield 1942. I used to play that all the time. We'd go to LAN parties and everything. We'd play Battlefield 1942.
That was a fun game.
It was fun.
It was great.
It was good. It was not broken. Like the new games, which keep coming out, and they're just broken. They're awful. So I'm a bit skeptical of this World War One thing, because it is DICE.
I know.
And DICE has been doing they did a poor job with Battlefront.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right. They did do Battlefront.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is true.
All right, so
but
games.
We'll hope. Let's hope for...
Yeah,
hope
we'll
for
hope for a good one.
We'll
but,
a good
yeah,
one.
Call of Duty. That just pissed me off.
Yeah.
So next on the list is Apocalyptica. The council went to
oh,
last night.
Oh, that was so amazing. How are your ears?
I'm fine. They're good now.
Okay. Okay.
I thought you recovered
fast.
Yeah,
my ears were fine. Okay, because I wore earplugs. I got earplugs last night.
Good one.
Well, Heffley, you need to explain your journey into this.
So, like,
I think I saw a new you yesterday.
What?
What?
Something's hanging from your chin.
Oh.
Oh, it's your goatee?
No, no. It was like a...
like actual...
There was a, like a little small string and like a fuzz ball.
Yeah, thank you.
It was amazing. I was just watching it for a couple minutes. I'm just like, maybe I should tell him.
Anyway. Thank you. You are a friend.
Anyway.
Anyway, I was sitting there and we went to Apocalyptica. And like the first band came out, the opening band came out and everything. And they're playing real
Listeners
loud.
Should know who Apocalyptica is because we talked to them like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. Apocalyptica is amazing. You know, I don't... Look them up. They're one of the best... Holy shit, it was awesome. But anyway, I'm sitting there where the first band comes out, and I'm just like, sitting there, I'm like, huh, my ears feel weird. And it's not like, it felt like they were falling apart weird.
Whoa.
What?
And I was like, I know I have bad hearing, or I know I have poor hearing, and I know I have hearing damage or hearing loss and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like, when they were playing, I was like, this... is weird. Like, it shouldn't feel... My ears shouldn't feel like this.
It shouldn't feel like they're melting off.
So I was like, I should go get earplugs.
Now, were you subconsciously influenced by the little girl in front of us at all, maybe?
No, not at all.
Why was she wearing earplugs?
Oh, no, because that little girl was awesome, though. She was just like... They were...
Oh, yeah, she
was
really cool.
Parents and, like, they brought their daughter. She was, what, 4 or 5?
Yeah, like 4 or 5. Yeah.
And they brought her to you know, the concert and everything, because that's her first concert and all this. But they had huge earphone,
Responsible parents.
Yeah, they were actually, they were really responsible.
Well, they had a whole story. They like, met and got engaged to Apocalyptica. And
yeah.
This is their bringing their daughters. Apocalyptica is a great band to give show
yeah,
your kids
no,
to.
Yeah, no, they were a really great band.
Because they're wholesome. And, I mean, they're pretty wholesome people.
Except for every single time they talked, they were like, what the fuck is going on, Arizona?
Except for that part.
Yeah, every time.
Okay, fine, there's that.
They're not as wholesome as what most
But they're, like,
think.
Decent. And they're, like, I think they're decent people.
Okay, yes. Okay, they're decent. They're
I'm
not
sorry.
As bad as other metal bands that you're gonna
They don't
see.
Encourage mosh pitting, or, yeah.
Well,
I'm sure they did, but we
well,
didn't
Well, they did. Like, Tucson just, we didn't show up as a mosh crowd last night.
Because every time at KFMA, bands were like, yeah!
Well,
yeah,
fine.
But,
I
mean,
that.
We were, they
I don't
were a
like
good
that.
Crowd. Like, we were a good
I don't
crowd
like being
last
in
night.
It, but I like the rest of them are doing it.
Yeah, we were a good crowd last night, but there was no moshing. I didn't see any moshing going on. But anyway, I sit there, I'm like, oh, I hope they have earplugs. I go out there, and I was like, hey, can I get some earplugs? And they're like, oh, yeah, we sell earplugs here. They're $1. I was like, ah. They're the stupid little foam earplugs where I can get 40 of them for $1.
If you, if only you had thought about this.
I know. But anyway, I was just like, well, I laid it out this way. I was like, well, I'm getting $1 off my drink because Eddie's like a Prime member or whatever they call it. So he got $1 off his drink. I was like, well, I'm just paying normal price for a drink then.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
That's pretty much it. So I went in there and
buy one drink,
it was,
earplugs
it was
free.
Great. My ears are fine now because they weren't not like I had earplugs on. I could hear a lot better too after the earplugs were on too.
Awesome.
Like I could hear the concert because it was a lot less reverb and more.
You should like keep
but Hefley has started adopting my way of going to concerts now. Where it's like when we got there, like I had almost considered like trying like getting being in line to like get as best
go
as possible.
Go up to the front row.
But Hefley was like, I'm kind of over it. Let's just go get food and then we'll go like then we'll just drink. When we went
we
to
sat
World
and hold a beer
and watch the line
and watch the line. Yeah, we were sitting right next to the line was literally like right next to us and we're just watching them just stand in line like chumps. I was like, I'm gonna enjoy my drink.
You know, everyone walked in and then we're like, I guess it's time to go inside. So we fall after that.
Yeah, no.
We sat on chairs and watched Apocalyptica do their thing. And we're just like, okay, Mike, I guess this is
well,
where we're
Well, we stood
at.
Up for Apocalyptica.
Yeah.
But the Rialto, oh my gosh, it's difficult to stand up on the Rialto because
the
whole
Is it
whole
the one
thing,
that slants?
Yeah, it's a whole incline right down to the stage and you're just sitting there like, well, my legs are getting tired.
Well, I think they do it like lawn seating because it's angled so that people who stand can have a better chance to see it.
Right,
so it makes sense
I mean,
why they do
well,
it.
But then just
theater.
Put some actual seats in there, then.
Yeah,
which is what they did.
Oh,
yeah,
they did.
Yeah,
that's where we're at.
Because the time I was in there, there was no.
Well,
seats.
Not all seats.
Floor.
Like there was still like a pit area and then some seats.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, speaking of foamies, I went shooting like I don't know a couple weeks ago, maybe a month ago, and The guy gave me a little orange foamy since I had ear surgery, and I wanted to protect them underneath the actual earmuffs or whatever. And I was miserably failing at putting them in. So the guy's like, here, let me do it for you. It still didn't work. He laughed at me when I said I had tiny ears. And then Well,
you do have
tiny ears. I do have tiny ears, but he's like, you're just not doing it right. And he didn't believe me. And then when I got out and like they were practically all the way shoved back out, I was like, yeah, see, I told you.
Told you.
Ears. So now I have to go get the ones that actually special they mold ones. To your ears.
You're so special, Kelsey.
Well, it's either that or...
stop shooting.
Yeah. So I would much rather go shooting and protect my ears.
Public service announcement brought to you by Front Row Geeks. Front Row Geeks, protect your ears.
Yes, please protect your ears.
So that way you can listen to us.
And watch out for
Exactly.
It is definitely one of the more important things that you should do.
So, and beware of drop bears.
Yeah.
So aside from the circumstances for the concert, long story short, it was a good concert.
It was a good concert.
The Apocalyptica are some really good performers.
Did you see Rebecca there?
She was there, but like I forgot to text her when I got there, so we didn't meet up beforehand. We texted while the show was going on, and then we bounced because like poor Heffley. Heffley, this is nothing against you, but
it was Civil War. We saw Civil War the night before. And that ended, I didn't get home until...
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
Holy shit.
And I had to wake up at 6 for a morning meeting at work the next day.
That's brutal.
So, yeah, I had literally no sleep. And I was just sitting there like, I didn't sleep at all today.
Because, normally our post-concert ritual would have been to, go get more food and drink and be merry.
Yeah, go get, more food, hang out a world of beer or something because it was right there and it was awesome. Yeah. Except for they didn't have anything.
What do you mean they didn't have anything?
World of beer.
This is funny. This is like the roulette of if you were playing roulette, you'd have, really bad luck.
I had terrible luck. They were only out of 3 things at World of Beer. Those 3 things were the first 3 things that I asked for. I asked for the Hefeweizen because Hefeweizen is my favorite style of beer.
Disgusting.
Oh, it's so good. And I was like, cool, I'll take a Hefeweizen. They come back later. We're out. I was like, cool, I'll just take this Dunkelweizen then. Which is like Hefeweizen, but darker. And they were like, she goes away. She comes back. I feel really bad, but we're out of that, too.
And then I say, third time's a charm. Just pick something else.
Yeah, no. So I was like, all right, I'm going to go with a mixed drink this time. So I asked for, what was it? What I asked for? I think it was
But Ensenheisen, you're stupid.
A mule. Yeah.
We're out of Weizen.
A Moscow mule or something that.
No, didn't you end up with
Irish
mule?
No, that's what I ended up drinking. It was something. Yeah. Something. Anyway, so I go take this.
Ends with Heisen.
She's like, she goes back. She comes back. She's I'm sorry, I feel really bad, but we're out of that liquor.
The rum. It was the rum.
Yeah, it was the rum. That's what it was. It was the rum. They were out of rum.
How are you out of that many things?
And I'm sitting here thinking...
Didn't you respond, why is the rum gone?
No.
Yes!
Why?
You should have!
Because
that would have been hilarious.
Because I was pissed.
At that point, that would have been perfect reason.
Exactly.
You would have been just like... Why is the room gone?
I didn't want to make her feel like I was pissed off because, it's not her fault, the waitress's fault that I was mad that they didn't have anything.
Shit.
But I'm like, how do you expect to be open on a Saturday night without any liquor? what? Why? Anyway, I was like, all right, finally, just get me this.
Just
and it was good. It was a really good drink.
Yeah,
so
the Irish mule is what you ended up with.
Yeah, the Irish mule. I wanted to drink that anyway.
Did you get your drink for free?
No,
wish I did. I should have.
Yeah.
Those bastards. Anyway, World of Beer is pretty good.
Yeah. it's been a good experience.
It was nice
and
chill.
It's just an odd experience, I guess.
Yeah.
Because it's not really their fault that they're out of beer.
Yeah, it is.
But
somebody
it is totally
someone
their
obviously
fault. Yeah.
Somebody did not
doesn't
plan.
Have an MBA somewhere. I don't know.
Yeah, but no,
it's not
it
the server's fault.
Yeah.
It's the manager's fault.
But anyway, we did that, and then...
They didn't have any more mead. Oh, God.
No more Heisens.
But I was like, I'm going to take
this...
They
were out of mead, too?
Well, they don't have any. They don't serve it anymore.
Oh.
But I was going to tell you, I wanted to take my concert experience chill. Because it's like, I don't want to go down and mosh anymore. I'm too old for that. I mean, I can still mosh, but I'm too old for that.
You got that white hair going.
Yeah, that gray hair. I mean, that's it. I didn't want to do that.
I didn't want to stand up all the time, so I was like, oh, if there's chairs, I'm going to sit.
Even though, I don't think we missed out on much, because it was still a great show.
Oh, it was great. I mean, even from where we were at, like, because it is, it's
not that large.
It's
Rialto,
it's a close venue, it's a small venue, so, yeah.
I mean, how many people fit in there?
Yeah.
I'm sure it was 200-something.
Oh, but Apocalyptica was so good.
So good.
So
I would
good.
Recommend
the other band, what was it, 10 Years? 10 Years was one of the bands that opened. Mm-hmm. They were good. But not as good as Apocalyptica.
Well, I mean, it's not like 10 years' fault. Apocalypse is just this unique.
So much better.
Unique thing.
Okay.
Have you ever seen Apocalyptica concert?
Nope. I never even heard of them until you guys went last night.
Oh, I wish we had brought you because I think you would have really loved it.
All right. Anyway, next topic.
So the next thing is that in a month we'll be at Phoenix Comic Con. Well,
except for me. I bought my tickets.
I'll be in Kansas.
Ross, he's requesting the days off. So. Hasn't gotten the tickets yet.
But... Actually, no, I'll be in San Diego.
What? Yeah.
I'll be in Kansas driving to San Diego.
He's helping his family.
Brutal.
I'm helping my family move.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You make sure that they make sure that your reward for helping them move is to take you on a dinner cruise on Flagship. That's what I did when I was in San Diego for one evening.
Oh, nice.
This is amazing.
Well, we're going to go.
And pay the extra $20 for an open bar. You'll never regret it.
We're going to go to places because they're moving to San Diego. They're going to find out what's all about.
Yeah.
But it's going to be great because later on I'll be able to afford later on this year I'll be able to afford a new car, which will allow me to drive up on weekends and I don't have
to. You're taking us with you.
Better be a big enough car.
Hopefully I'm still here for you to take me.
Yeah. Anyway,
if you take me, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
What?
Anyway, Phoenix. Phoenix Comic Con.
Phoenix Comic-Con. So sorry you're not going to this, Heffley, but like I totally am. And like I already started looking at like all the different sessions. I'm already doing a little bit of pre-planning.
Mm-hmm. You should start posting that in the group too.
Yeah, there's like a video game showcase that's going to be like all 3 days. Let's see, that fun stuff. I'm going to head up some like the cafes to do at the Comic Cons because like they don't do it anywhere else here.
Right.
So like those are great. Because, you know, some eye candy is always nice for to end my Comic Con days with. Troy Barker is going to do an acoustic performance. So I'm totally going to look to see if I can get in on that.
There you go.
There's speed dating. And as a single man, I'm totally going to have to go speed dating. Because it ain't happening anywhere else. So I'm going to speed dating. So
damn it, that'd be nice. I would go with you.
Yeah. So this is all good times. Like, this should be a good time. And unfortunately, it's kind of late. A little later if you haven't bought your tickets yet, because they just raised the price last weekend.
Yep.
So, actually, let's see what the prices are now.
It was $60, right, for last weekend? Although with tax, it was like $67, but what else?
My Chrome is dying on me. What happened, Chrome? What did you do? Chrome, speak to me!
Anyway, next one.
Chrome!
In the interest of time.
Anyway,
go to Comic Con. We'll be there. So the next thing, see, this is why I need Chrome back because I was going to pull up my list of summer movies that are coming out. There's a good list of things we need to discuss here. Okay, I'm restarting my Chrome, so it's okay.
Look it up later.
Let's start with the first one that I saw on that list that might be worth mentioning. Though I don't know how I'll see this in theaters, but I'm definitely going to watch it at some point. The sequel to Neighbors.
Oh, Neighbors 2?
Bad Neighbors 2, nah.
What? I'm okay with it. I'm totally going to watch that.
It looks dumb as fuck.
Yeah. It looks funny. It's not clever, but it looks funny.
Remember, Eddie has a very poor taste in
By the way, the prices are $70 now for the full event membership.
So get your tickets fast, people.
Yes, do so. Get your tickets.
Let's see.
So I got here. Let's see here.
So Neighbors. X-Men Apocalypse comes out May 27th.
I'm excited but skeptical.
Will
knows why.
I don't think it can be bad. We've talked about this on the podcast.
Don't say that.
Don't say that.
Totally
because
can.
There was X-Men 3. Heffley,
I'm sure we talked about this before. I explained to you why Mystique is.
Yeah, yes. I explained to you why it was
and
stupid.
And it made
that
him
Mystique.
Traumatized. Yeah, don't you remember that?
And it was really stupid. I remember saying that stupid that Mystique. It's going
it
to
makes
be
him
Mystique's
more place. Upset than Mystique.
It really does. Mm-hmm. Mystique is awful. I don't like Mystique.
I have no problem.
Like the fact that it's the only reason why she's getting a lot of screen time is because of Jennifer Lawrence.
Mayhaps, but that's not a bad thing for me.
I like Jennifer Lawrence, but I just don't think.
I am glad that they finally changed the color of Apocalypse to actually what he's supposed to.
Oh yeah, the eyes.
Oh yeah,
the trailer.
I mean, the original pictures that came out of me literally look like Ivanhoe's.
It is gonna be good.
So
I mean, I know it's going to be good because these recent movies have been.
I understand that, but there's always, you know, it's Fox. So with the exception of Deadpool, they've been kind of...
It does seem because it's back to Bryan Singer, who did the first three. But
Well, then we go with that one because the third one was...
I do remember the first three, though, were heavily influenced by the studio as opposed to Bryan Singer, who did... Bryan Singer is a huge X-Men fan. Mm-hmm. And he really... I mean, he really loves the X-Men. That's mm-hmm. why he's been brought back to do these, uh-huh. to do this one. So it's, you know...
Well,
it's,
here's the question is has the studio...
Is the studio more... interfered?
Yeah.
Which I don't think it has.
No, because they didn't... I don't think they didn't do it with Deadpool, and they saw how successful that was.
Yeah, they definitely didn't interfere with Deadpool. They didn't interfere with the most recent...
Days of Future Past.
So it could turn out to be good.
Okay.
Given their recent track record...
I'm skeptical about Mystique.
Okay.
We're not surprised by that.
You can't put it all on Mystique. I don't think Mystique is an important character for like the franchise and for their story they're doing. I don't think she has the power to make or break anything that happens.
If she's the one setting up the X-Men, that's wrong.
But that's exactly what's happening. We saw that in the trailer.
Exactly.
She's the one who gets it. Actually, they ask her to get the X-Men together and train them to fight Apocalypse and
his wars. Exactly, that's wrong.
So that's going to happen, though.
It's wrong.
So then,
well, they already like... took care of Emma Frost almost because she was the one that was supposed to redo the X-Men, yeah. at least in recent times.
Yeah.
But.
And I'm a bit skeptical on Storm's origin story, too.
All right, I'm going to say this now. The Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse they chose, stupid as hell.
Yep. Really? Why?
Stupid as hell.
Yep.
Angel's the only one that I agree
that
with.
That actually was.
Because he was a horseman of the Apocalypse.
He was one of them.
Where
yes.
the hell is Gambit? I'm still waiting for fucking Gambit to show up in these films.
Wolverine
Origins was not a good introduction to Gambit.
Oh, that was terrible.
Terrible. Where is he? Because he was supposed to be... He's
getting his movies on the timeline.
Yeah, he's one of them. Is Storm one of them?
I know, why is Storm one of them? Exactly.
Storm is the warrior priestess from the tribe. Yeah. That's going to be wrong. It's going to be wrong. That is why I'm skeptical.
Yeah.
I won't doubt that it's going to be a good movie. I'm just going to go in there thinking that everything is wrong.
I'm going... If I see this movie in theaters, I'm going to go...
To Roadhouse. Already.
Roadhouse. I'll be going drunk.
Yeah.
I'll be going drunk and like... My expectations for the movie is going to be extremely low.
Okay, anyway.
That's some hard feelings. But, I don't feel that at all. Okay. Anyway. So the next major release after that is on June 3rd. Then the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie.
I didn't even see the first
one. I liked it.
Here's where Heffley and I are going to be switching gears from our previous movie discussion. Because I saw all the trailer stuff, and yes, I watched the first movie and groaned through it, and was just like, this is just, the plot is horrible. But seeing the characters they're bringing into this movie, fucking Bebop and Rocksteady!
And Baxter at some level.
Uh-huh. And Baxter at some level, exactly. And also, Krang? Whoever thought Krang and his power suit would be making an entrance in
and
a
movie? And it is.
And it totally is. So,
and Arrow.
A little bit more hot. Yeah.
I mean Stephen Amell.
Yes, yeah. But I have a little bit more higher expectations of this movie than when I first saw TMNT, the first one that was redone by Michael Bay. I was like, I watched it in the TVs. And I was just like,
That one may be another Roadhouse movie rather than an IMAX movie.
But I will see this movie in theaters. I'll actually try and maybe see it at Roadhouse because of Bebop and Rocksteady, I want to see how they do.
Well, IMAX, I'm saving for, you know, Doctor Strange now.
Oh, yeah.
Doctor Strange.
Well, you don't think we're going to go to IMAX for Apocalypse? You don't have enough faith in Apocalypse to go to IMAX for it?
I mean, I'd be
because I'm probably going to go with you, so I need to know this now.
I'd be okay with seeing it at the Roadhouse.
Roadhouse.
I like the Roadhouse. I think too. IMAX should be reserved for the
movies
best
that
of the
we
best
know
movies.
Are going to be like.
Yeah, the movies that we know are going to be really good.
See, I don't see Apocalypse. I know we just finished talking about Apocalypse. I don't see that being a bad movie, even if it doesn't live up to it.
Like I said, I don't see it being a bad movie. I just don't see it being the great movies like I would want it to be.
I mean, if they don't do a good job of that movie, guys, we can't really put any real faith in the X-Men movie in the future now. Other than Deadpool, apparently. Which doesn't really count. But
true.
Alright.
Okay, so next movie, do you care? Conjuring 2, anyone care?
I mean, I like the Conjuring movies, 2. But I never saw The Conjuring.
I don't even know what that is.
Like, horror movie.
Yeah, it's a horror movie, and most horror movies nowadays, I don't go see in theaters. I don't
like horror movies. I can't do it. I'm wimpy.
Alright, so we'll skip that one.
How about Now You See Me 2 on June 10th?
I'm a little bit interested in that one, because the first movie
Lex Luthor appears in this one.
See, now you ruined it. I didn't even get to go to my spiel on why I want to see it. He just ruined it for Matt.
Okay, continue.
Warcraft, June 10th.
That is a movie
now,
that
was
see.
A movie that
in
I'm still...
Just kidding.
That's not going to be one I'm going to see in IMAX. And there's a reason why. I am pretty I am pretty sick and tired of seeing Blizzard constantly recon their shit. And this movie is reconning shit. And you want to know why? Why the hell do I see brown orcs already?
Right.
That's getting really deep, buddy.
Right.
I think it's getting really deep.
I'm like, oh, shit. Oh my god, he's going racist on... No.
No, I'm being like... until you mentioned just now,
never
I don't
noticed,
think that cared.
Think about it, because... The brown orcs, which are they're like brown skin, that's like you see some of them nowadays, like the war chief right now for the Horde, if you play World of Warcraft, Garrosh, that's the skin color. It's like an earthy brownish tan. But those are the original color of the orcs. But that color didn't exist until World of Warcraft came out for Burning Crusade, which is the second expansion. All beforehand there was always the orcs that are normally what you see when they're the green skinned, you know, blood, lust, I'm going to kill everything. That's always been the case. Why are we seeing a different thing already? That already ticks me off.
I feel like you have to let it go. Because like, just like the MCU, you can't have
the MCU
all of it.
No, the MCU I understand. Although I was really pissed off in Iron Man 3 when I found out the Mandarin was some white guy with a tattoo. I was pissed off at that.
Same here.
So mad.
I wasn't.
Same here. That, but anyway...
Anyway, I hope it does good.
I hope it does good too, because I would love to see a StarCraft movie.
Exactly.
That's why.
I don't give about Warcraft. Warcraft can go fuck itself. I care about StarCraft.
Yeah.
StarCraft is my jam. I want to
see
a StarCraft
movie.
Damn
okay.
straight. It would be so legit. Like,
I agree. But my argument is that I feel like we've seen a lot of futuristic alien versus humanity.
But the StarCraft universe
StarCraft is different. StarCraft has a very...
But we know it's different as people who've played the games and read the lore. Introducing it as such... all the superficial stuff about it is stuff we quote-unquote seen
before.
They
have an incredibly unique story. I mean, you
says
can
anyone
always
who's
say
a fan of something.
Warcraft. Oh, why not just call it Lord of the Rings? I mean, you know, that's the fantasy realm.
The whole thing about
versus
the space realm.
Yeah, sci-fi.
And StarCraft is unique because I don't think there's that many movies out there that have criminals expelled from the planet Earth landing hundreds of years in an unknown system.
It's called Australia.
What? It's Space Australia.
Well, Space Australia.
It's Space Australia. Except for it's like the system of Space Australia.
Yeah, and they have to fight the local wildlife.
Exactly. And they're out there making their moonshine. Bling, ding, 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 ding. That's like exactly what... And their first conglomerate is, what is it called? The Confederacy.
The Confederacy. Yeah.
So that should, you know... That would be interesting to see.
It
I'm
would
saying.
Be. Especially, Kerrigan.
Oh.
Yeah, boy.
Moving on. Finding Dory.
Warcraft.
What?
Don't fuck it up.
Finding Dory. June 17th.
I want to see that.
What?
I will see Finding Dory
in IMAX.
Of course.
I will see that
IMAX?
In IMAX 3D.
Yeah.
The reason why is because...
I don't want
3D. It's hilarious.
Well, because it's Pixar. Pixar is getting more and more stunning as we go on. Like watching.
You say
Pixar movies,
I say Cars 2.
No.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
which even
Cars
I say was not worth it.
So.
It's not. It's totally not.
And planes.
No, I'm talking about Pixar like as their animation quality. Their animation quality is getting so much better. If you go back to Toy Story, like their animation quality is really good, but you keep going further and further, like The Incredibles, I watched that recently and I never realized how incredibly detailed everything was in that movie. Incredibles. Like, it was
I'm so excited good. For that that's one. The second Incredibles one.
Too. That's the one.
Except for, isn't that, that like 2017 so, or 2018? Yeah. Or something like that?
The best Fantastic Four movie was The Incredibles.
Yes. I agree.
So
I
agree.
That's sad, but true.
Okay. Independence Day Resurgence, June 24th.
Whatever.
It's been so long since... I'm getting tired of them trying to remake the movies that I loved.
Well, it's not a remake. It's literally a sequel.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It is a sequel.
It is literally...
I might Roadhouse
that one. Oh,
yeah, because
they come back.
Actually, they come back. They come back.
It looks pretty good. I wouldn't be...
It looks good, but I'm not excited for it. But it looks good.
It's going to be... It's going to be good, but not as good as Jurassic World.
Oh, that was really good.
Yeah. I will see it probably... If I do see it in Roadhouse, it'll be late in its...
Yeah, that's a Roadhouse.
After it's been, like, out for a couple
weeks. It's not going to be opening night.
Not opening night. I won't see it opening night, because it's been, what, the original came out, what, 95?
20 years ago.
Wow.
About
96,
wow.
95?
That is
It's been a long time
so long.
Since that movie yeah. came out. And it hasn't aged right well, either, unfortunately. It hasn't aged well. But, so, seeing that they're... when I saw the initial trailer in theaters... I was intrigued, especially seeing that they brought back characters, which is good.
It's good. They
That's good that they brought
Jeff
back
Goldblum.
Jeff Goldblum and the I forget Bill Pullman. They brought back Bill Pullman as well. So I'm interested in seeing how the Earth in that movie series evolved with the new alien technology and how they will defend against this new invasion.
Yeah,
that would be interesting.
Ender's Game.
It'll be like Ender's Game.
It makes me think of Ender's Game.
Moving on.
The BFG.
July 1st. That's based on Roald Dahl's book. In the early 80s.
I don't know. It seems kind of interesting.
It's interesting. I don't know anything about BFG.
I haven't seen any previews for it.
I haven't seen any
I've
previews for it.
I've only seen one. And
I only saw a poster of it at when I went to see Civil War. So
oh, okay.
I didn't actually see any.
It looks pretty interesting.
It's Steven Spielberg's doing it, so it might be good.
It will be good.
Well,
I haven't read that book in
Name
an extremely long
movie.
Time.
Name a Steven Spielberg that was terrible where you didn't want to ever see it again.
Kingdoms of the Crystal
Skull. We're back
in
Dinosaur Story.
What?
I
was about to say Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull, but you
oh,
know.
Yeah.
Okay, first off, fuck both of you. Because
Eddie liked those movies.
Let me tell you.
Mine's going to be 10 seconds long.
Fine.
Okay. I went to Phoenix with a friend like a few years ago when they showed all four movies.
I remember you telling us.
That everyone was there and enjoying the first third, the one moment that the third movie ended. 3/4 of the entire theater emptied out.
Of course. Because Crystal Skull is awful.
Okay.
But anyway.
So here's what I have to say. First off, I'm going to just go We're Back. We're Back is a fantastic film, and you are fucking terrible.
Okay.
Fantastic film.
It was a lot better than
I quote it all the time. Well, in my brain. I don't quote anybody, because I feel like no one else has seen it.
It was still pretty bad.
But I love that movie. Second of all...
It shouldn't have been for children, though.
No.
Maybe you're right. Yeah, there was some... Well...
The dude gets devoured alive by crows. I mean, come on.
But it's subtle.
It's subtle?
It is.
No.
They appear, then they disappear.
They fly and surround him, and then all of a sudden
you're making this movie sound awesome. Watch
gone.
This movie, everybody.
It is so good.
Okay,
like,
anyway.
Okay.
I'm not... Now, for Kingdom Skull, but for Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, I'm not defending it as a good movie, because...
It's not.
I appreciate Indiana Jones for what it is, but I've never been like, I guess fan is not a word that I would use to describe myself in my relationship with Indiana Jones movies. For me, Kingdom of the Crystal Skull seemed like it fit with everything else I've seen in the Kingdom, like in an Indiana Jones movie, so I don't understand why people got in such a fit about it.
Because it was terrible.
Aliens.
Because
so
it was
what?
At the time when George Lucas and Steven Spielberg were going... Let's revamp our movies and take out all of the guns and make them fingers. Or let's go... That whole time period.
Mm-hmm.
It was awful. It was garbage.
Kingdom,
Steven
wait,
Spielberg
what?
Should be ashamed of himself for doing that.
Wait. No. What do you mean? E.T. came out way before Kingdom
Skull.
They remastered it.
Released it with new scenes.
All of the cops have finger guns or something.
Walkie-talkies.
Yeah, walkie-talkies.
Yeah, you didn't know those
guns. That was the South Park version.
I thought they were the originals, and the re-release had taken away the walkie-talkies. I got it reversed.
Yeah.
Okay.
But...
Okay, you have a point in that sense.
You know what they should have done for Kingdom Skull? Crystal Skull? Fate of Atlantis. Have you ever played that game? It's on Steam for $5. It's one of those scum games that you click on, look at, pick up.
Yeah,
okay. It was one of those games. Get it on Steam if you guys haven't played it before. Indiana Jones and the Fate of Atlantis, and you'll play through that game, you'll beat it, and you'll be like, why wasn't this a movie?
Yeah.
Because it was a game.
Because it was amazing. It was done by LucasArts. So,
look, my only thing is that I don't understand why Aliens is a deal breaker for this universe.
What? Because...
literally, the movie before God was the Deus Ex Machina. I'm Christian, and that...
yeah,
I mean, Ex Machina goes, they all the same to me.
It was dumb. Moving on. Let's keep going. Okay. Because we're spending too much time on that.
Speaking of jungles, Legend of Tarzan.
Ugh.
I saw that and I'm like, oh man.
I didn't even hear about that.
I'd rather see a George of the
Jungle remake.
What? Okay, you weren't excited when you saw the Stampede? For me, that did it. Like,
no,
the Stampede sold me.
I heard you going like, ah, oh, you were like,
yeah,
cackling like a madman when the...
I did say I that was sitting cool. There going, I was like, all like, oh, that's cool. But then I was just like, that was it.
I was like, the whole thing for me, I was just like, shitty CGI.
Okay. We're going to have to go through this rest of this list later. Because
we are spending a lot of time.
Well, there's probably only a few more left.
Yeah.
Actually, there's like 5 left.
Okay, let's keep going.
Out of those five, pick two. I already see them.
Okay, fine. Ghostbusters. I'm going to watch the shit out of that movie.
I'm very excited about it.
See, we're divided apparently because I'm gonna watch the shit out of that movie.
It looks so dumb.
Oh my god!
It looks awesome.
It looks so dumb. Plus, I can't stand Melissa McCarthy.
When I first
saw her fault just because she had one like bad movie.
No, every bad movie.
She's amazing.
She's trying too hard to be Chris Farley, and she's garbage at it.
You can't compare it to a pre-existing
comedian. She's
not fair.
Trying too hard to be Chris Farley.
I think she's trying to be herself. I have no idea what you're talking about.
That's not herself. That's Chris Farley. I don't like her at all. What do you think?
I initially, when I saw the trailer and all the news on it, I was excited. I'm now to the point where I saw the trailer and I was still a little bit more excited, but I'm now to the point where it went from excitement to a little bit worried, but not enough to me where I won't see it on opening day. I will do what I can to see it on opening day.
There's a different Sony movie that I'm much more excited to see. It's Magnificent Seven.
Yes, that movie is going to be amazing.
That movie is going to be awesome.
All right, and the last one, which I already saw you scroll by.
Well, we'll put that one up later, I think, but they all we need
Doctor to... Strange.
Oh, yeah. It's not a summer blockbuster. It's
okay. All right, yeah. But Star Trek.
Pick one. Star Trek or Jason Bourne. Go.
Jason Bourne, ooh. No way.
Jason Bourne?
No.
Hell yeah.
Star Trek.
Okay.
Star Trek Beyond. Jason Bourne.
I'm going to watch it.
The Bourne.
Stuff. Dude, I love the Bourne.
Yeah, Bourne movies are great too.
Bourne movies.
I've never really seen
especially
any.
Especially since his return
good
to Matt
action,
Damon.
Spy thrillers.
Like Matt Damon was awesome as Bourne. I was because I actually have read the Bourne
at
series.
At this particular
books.
Point, you're just like, why haven't they just killed him off?
Well, I mean, I've read the Bourne books
yeah.
and everything, and they take. I mean, the Bourne books take a completely different turn from how the movies are. But I still like the movies. I think they're decent in their own right. But I haven't seen any of the previews for Star Trek.
It looks fine. I like it.
I don't know if I've seen any previews either.
They play Beastie Boys in the trailer.
I don't think
which,
it's good.
Which just sold
Beastie
me.
Boys is awesome.
I can't stand it. Sabotage. All right. Okay, so next subject. And still, well, now we're going to get in. Well, before we get into talking about reviewing stuff, the last thing we need to bring up before we get into that is Power Ranger costumes.
Why?
I haven't seen it, so...
You
why?
Seen
they
the
look
photos?
Stupid.
Nope, I haven't.
They look great.
I'm
going
to have to let you see these.
Huh.
Did you see the concept art of Zordon?
I haven't seen that yet.
What? I do not want to see what Zordon is going to look like.
Oh, you don't want to. Well, again, this is just it was just concept art, and I just looked at it, and I'm just like... what the fuck?
It is concept art.
Yeah. Until I actually see it, then I'm going to just base it off of what...
Like, they showed Rita Repulsa, and I was like, eh...
I was fine with Rita Repulsa, too. This is the costumes for the Power Rangers.
But then they showed the Power
Rangers
costumes.
Were they trying to be, like, Iron Man or something?
Yeah,
I know, that's what I was like,
oh my god, it's like, Power Rangers brought to you by Stark Industries.
By Stark Industries.
Really?
Yeah,
wow.
It looks stupid, doesn't it?
No, it looks
but
fine.
Why can't I brought Morbid... It's a helmet and a jumpsuit. How hard is it?
Okay, this is what I said.
Actually, they're saying it's going to be crystalline.
All right, yeah, crystalline. But here's the best part about this is like we were talking about this on Friday night stream. And by the way, if you haven't seen it, watch it. Mackenzie just goes to all hell with that shit. But the more I stared at the picture with all five of them in their suits, the more I was just like, Why do those costumes look like Ultraman?
Ultraman? Because they're all from the same thing.
Exactly. And if you guys haven't seen Ultraman or know what Ultraman is, look it up. Oh my god. It's like old, like, manga, anime, live action shit. Oh my god. Really hilarious. I was just staring at more and more. I'm just like, okay, so this is supposed to be alien technology. It looks a lot like Ultraman. And then, of course, Rita Repulsa.
I'm fine with the choice, and I'm fine with how she looks so far.
Of course he is.
I'm sorry, Eddie. To be honest, I'm glad they didn't go with what she looked like in the movie. Because that just looks stupid
now. You mean the show?
The show.
Okay. Yeah.
And the movie! Yeah. The original Power Rangers movie. She was in there for just like a few minutes. Stupid. But it looks really stupid.
It does look stupid.
You're like, Ivan Ooze looked amazing. I still love
him. Yeah, actually, I will say, I
love Ivan Ooze.
That whole...
Lord Zedd back in the day was...
Yeah, Lord Zedd. Yeah, original Lord Zedd. Original Lord Zedd was
muscle
great.
And chrome.
Yeah.
You're just like,
and
what?
Veins.
Yeah.
Veins and brain like, exposed.
Holy shit, this
the original Zedd was amazing, but
he's
then after...
He's muscle and chrome. So shiny.
Right? But the moment that he and Rita
had... He
wants
a Valhalla all shiny and chrome.
Okay, The Jungle Book. Go.
Oh, I loved The Jungle Book. It was easily... It was amazing.
Well, I'm glad
it
to
was,
hear that.
Honestly,
you had me freaking out.
Yeah, we set you up pretty good. We're sorry.
I know.
No,
nice.
We did set you up pretty good.
Yeah,
it was pre-podcast. Awesome.
Pre-podcast. He was all saying, I got all this shit I have to say that I hated about it. And the Eddie Ray was all like, no.
We didn't
say
we hated anything about it. We just said
we had a lot of shit to say about it.
She all immediately took it to the negative.
Loved it.
Immediately took it to the negative.
Because the original Jungle Book is my favorite Disney movie. Scratch that. The new Jungle Book is my favorite Disney movie.
Really?
Yes. It is really good.
Incorrect.
Like,
Civil
like,
War is your new favorite Disney
movie. Well,
yes. That's a whole different
realm. I should say,
Disney Studio.
That's
Disney Studio.
Yes. Straight Disney.
Walt Disney Studio.
Straight Disney.
That's
okay.
A whole different realm of Disney.
No.
The reason is
Scarlet like Black Widow and freaking Scarlet Witch.
That Black Widow cameo, everybody.
Disney princesses, hell yeah!
Yeah.
Anyway, continue.
A lot of the things that I liked about it is going back to the original Jungle Book. The reason why I like the original Jungle Book is the music. I love the music in the original Jungle Book. That's great. It's fantastic. But their story. I mean, the storyline was incohesive. They used a lot of parts from other movies just to. elephants on parade, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Well, they used a lot of that stuff, and it just didn't really make as much of a cohesive, storyline to it as it should have been. Whereas the new Jungle Book does that. The new Jungle Book makes Shere Khan into an absolute villain. When he straight up says, I want to kill Mowgli... You're just like, he ain't fucking around. Like, that was...
Okay, honestly, by the way, spoiler alert for everything we're talking about now. We're going to spoil Jungle Book
if
for
you. If
you
didn't know at least that part, then you
we're
going to
spoil Game of
Disney
Thrones
movie.
When we talk about
well,
it. We're going
to
spoil
Civil
War.
It's surprising to me that it was a Disney movie where the villain straight up says, I want to kill this person.
I think this was not for children. It was more for the people who loved it when they were children and now have grown up.
It's still a good children's tale.
I don't think they went far enough of anything to like totally frighten
but
a child.
I don't. No, I'm not saying it's not a children's movie necessarily, but I don't think it was geared for them. I think it was for the people who've seen it as a child and who loved that movie, and it's like
that's
going
because
back.
You're looking at it through the eyes of an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Any
agree.
Child would still love that movie.
I'm not saying they
but
wouldn't.
One of the things that original movie is there wasn't. The original Jungle Book didn't have as much danger as some of the other Disney movies. Like, for example, Sleeping Beauty with Maleficent, where she,
Maleficent.
Sorry, I'm going back to...
She'd kill us.
Maleficent! Maleficent! No, Maleficent,
God.
Where you sit there and you go, oh, that she is a villain, you know, or there's so many times, but like... Jungle Book to me never really had that semblance of like, oh, there's a very. I mean, Shere Khan is a villain, but he's pretty tame compared
to
some of the other.
Yeah, he was pretty
two.
Tame during until the last, literally, like the climax of the movie.
Yeah, exactly. You know? But in
it's
this,
like, I'm trying
guys.
To find myself a man cub. Yeah,
you
know, and you're just like
exactly.
I'm
but
him.
In this one, Shere Khan is when he shows up to the dream and when he shows up to the pond.
every animal just sits there and goes, shit.
No.
Shit, it's Shere Khan. Stay away from Shere Khan. Yeah. He's back.
Forget that when he reappears to the wolf pack later.
When he kills the leader of the wolf pack, and you're just like,
doing almost nothing. Shit. Like,
and then he just goes, yup, and you're gone. And he goes, I want to kill Mowgli. Bring him to me.
Oh, the part where he's talking to the pup.
Oh, he's talking to the pup.
That was the worst part.
You're just sitting there, you're like,
he's not gonna kill him, is he?
He might.
Please don't do this.
Yeah, no, that was super dark. I was just like,
yeah, and you're just like, and he's like, what did he say when he was, because he was basically was like, that's what happened to a mother who loved some. He's talking about the cuckoo bird. Not a cuckoo bird.
It was a cuckoo bird.
Yeah, it was a cuckoo bird. He was talking about the cuckoo bird, how it kicks how it kicks the other offspring out of the nest, and the mother loves the cuckoo bird more than the other birds because it's bigger and everything.
That's what it does.
Yeah, it's what it does. And he was like, and he's telling this story, and I was just like, don't. And he's like, that's what happens to a mother who loves a cuckoo bird more than their actual offspring.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just like,
not subtle.
It was, that's about as subtle as you can get without a straight
saying.
By
the way, Christopher Walken, amazing.
Yeah.
As King Louis. Oh my god.
Ben Kingsley did great.
Oh, okay.
But you know,
Scarlett Johansson as Ka.
Yeah.
That was one of my things because I remember thinking beforehand, I was like, I wonder how Scarlett Johansson is going to do Ka. Because you have what's his name? The guy who did Winnie the Pooh, who did the original Ka. He has such a very distinct, voice when he does Ka, and it's just always. And when they sing that song, the Trust in Me song, it's like, it was so cool. You're sitting there like, that's chill and relaxing.
It
it's
is
a really good song.
It would make you fall out,
perfectly with the way it is. But like Scarlett Johansson killed it as
her
Ka.
Her voice was
so good. And then at the end credits, we heard she actually sang the song "Trust in Me" in the end credits, which was awesome. I thought that was a great touch.
Did you like the eyes? How she?
Yeah, I know, it was so cool. Like the new Jungle Book is really good.
What did you guys think of Bill Murray as Baloo?
Oh my god!
So
man.
Good. I mean, the voice acting was so good in this movie.
I think he redeemed from Garfield. I think
totally.
I love Garfield. Oh, we have. Why do you even bother?
I know, seriously.
I know, that's what I mean. Like Eddie has
when you have Bill Murray in a different movie saying Garfield was his greatest regret.
Yeah,
that's when you're like, that movie is bad. When Bill Murray tells you that movie is the one that he regrets in his entire life.
Anyway. So enough about The Jungle Book. The Jungle Book is really good.
If you haven't seen it, why not go see it, please?
Did you cry?
No.
I
cried like 4 times.
No, I did not.
I cried 4 times. Seriously,
it didn't actually hit me as much as people were making out that it would be. That it would.
See, the really funny thing is I actually don't really cry in my personal life, but when it comes to movies or books or shows, I'm like, like, I'm such a sob story. Like, I can't deal with it.
You're empathetic.
There was a movie where I teared up and I can't remember what it is.
Oh, it was Titanic when, had like...
No, not Titanic.
Hefley, Niagara Falls.
Anyway.
Game of Thrones.
That's exactly
what
Till Game said.
So we watched up to season 6, episode 2 of Game of Thrones, and let's put a warning now.
We're
gonna spoil
this too.
From now on, we're going to have spoilers.
Well, because we did that for Jungle Book.
Well, we did Jungle Book, but Jungle Book's been out a while. I mean, and everybody does know the story of the Jungle Book. I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's not like a brand
new story. The only one in the room who isn't caught up with Game of Thrones is
Game of Thrones.
But he said it was okay to talk about this.
What are we talking about after this? Civil War? Just
Civil
War? Okay, Game of Thrones. So from here on out, if you haven't, if you're not caught up on Game of Thrones, or you're not haven't watched Civil War, please be wary. We are going to be talking about Game of Thrones and Civil War.
And if you're stopping it, then have a great evening, everybody. Bye.
Yeah. Thanks for watching, everybody who needs to stop now.
Stop listening to our podcast and go watch these.
Go watch these. I mean, what are
you?
You
don't have to listen.
What
to
are
us.
You still sitting here for? In the words of Deadpool and Ferris Bueller.
Exactly.
Go. Bonk, bonk.
Okay.
Anyway.
Game of Thrones.
Holy shit, man! Oh, I know! Oh, dude, that was so great! It was so awesome!
Okay. I was still disappointed it didn't happen in the first episode.
No,
I
needed
to. No, it was perfect. It was great that they kept us going.
Yeah, but I'm still... Even the last few... Even the last scene where just...
everybody knew he wasn't dead.
Jon Snow's alive.
Jon Snow is alive.
But did he even know that he died in the first place?
I'm sure he's heard about it.
Okay.
Heard about it. I live on the internet. Yeah. For the watch. For the watch.
The watch.
Well, just wait till you see the third episode.
So, okay, you see, this is where I said Kelsey has actually seen the latest episode.
Yep.
So what I'm about to say, boop, I can't look at you right now because I don't want any kind of hints.
Okay.
Yeah,
so basically what Heffley and I have basically just like spent like half an hour theorizing on Friday was that we're hoping tonight will confirm for us that like that R plus L equals J theory.
Oh, wait.
Wait, what?
Tower of Joy.
No. My theory is that Jon Snow is a Targaryen.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
That's what Ross was saying, too.
R plus L equals J is exactly that.
Because you said the Tower of Joy, they keep going back to
Yeah, because think about it, it was... because
Rhaegar and
Jay, whatever her name is. Yeah, it was Ned Stark and the Jonah, Targaryen... Janie.
That's exactly what Ross was saying
that
earlier
was burned
today.
Alive.
What?
She was burned alive.
Who?
The Targaryen girl.
Not dude, Daenerys. Dude, you are... No, we need to be reset. What are you talking
about? The books.
Yeah.
Yeah. The
who got burned alive?
Rhaegar, the Mad King, burned his daughter alive.
That's not what we're talking about.
Oh,
well. Okay. Wow. So, this is a different Rhaegar, I think.
Yeah, maybe it was
this is
a different
Rhaegar, because they have like two and three Rhaegar.
Yeah, whatever.
This is the son of the Mad King, I thought. The son of the Mad King hooked up with the Stark, with Ned's sister.
Oh!
And this is why they had the war in the first place, but it seems like whatever relationship they had was legit, and maybe not war-worthy, but don't tell that to the Mad
King. No, but I thought he was Ned's bastard.
That's been the cloak.
No, because here's the thing. It specifically describes him as looking like Ned... Which
he's a Stark.
Yeah,
Arya bloodline. Also looks Stark, like Ned.
Bloodline.
And the Stark. Yeah, exactly. The Stark genes. Bloodline is pretty like. But
it's different because Rob.
As far as I know, this is still
Sansa,
a theory.
Kelsey. Yeah, no.
As far as I know, it's still theory.
But like Rob, Sansa, and Bran and Rickon all look like Catelyn, Lady Catelyn Stark.
Yeah.
Whereas Arya and Jon look like Ned.
Yeah.
But that's just genes. Because it's possible you can look like a distant uncle just because the genes are all that.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean anything because he's still is a Stark. It wasn't Ned Stark that helped create him. It was the sister.
Yeah.
That's the theory anyway.
That's what Ross was saying is that when right before she died, she like made him promise something. And so like Ross is thinking
that it is her
son. And Ned's just never told anybody. He's just led everybody to believe that it is his, even though the new theory, like you're saying, is probably his.
That actually does make a lot of sense.
So he could be a secret Targaryen.
Yeah.
And we're also hoping that Tyrion's a secret Targaryen, too.
Seriously, because, I don't think...
I hope so.
I think that's less of a... less of it, because the Targaryens did... There was a mention in the book, I think, like... Targaryens and Lannisters have laid with each other, and then they produced... They didn't have the silver hair. Or no, they had the silver hair. Kind of like how King Robert went around, and that was the whole premise of like why his sons and daughter weren't his.
Is because
the sun was strong. And I think that's kind of how it is with the Targaryens.
Well, that's not necessarily true if we have Jon Snow as a potential Targaryen.
Right, but if he's a Targaryen, it's not because it was the Starks.
Stronger blood in that one.
Yeah.
But we could totally have the Lannisters, forget hair color, because that could go either way.
How it seemed in the books.
About Jon, like one thing that Ross mentioned is that Jon can be burned. And I was like, well, that doesn't mean he's not a Targaryen necessarily, because Viserys was killed with boiling gold over his head.
And
even they're saying, another thing he said was that Daenerys might be burned too. They don't know for sure, because he said that there's a theory that the reason why she was unscathed from when she went into the fire with the eggs is that she still had like black magic surrounding her or something. I don't know. That was a little odd to me, but that's just something he like.
Right. We haven't seen her be she fireproof
was the unburned since then. From the dragons.
Dragons protected her, which makes sense. Yeah. That's fine. Anyway, so it was exciting to see all that go down in Game of Thrones last week. So I really can't wait to see this week's episode, because it's going to be great.
It is going to be good.
So,
what do you think of the flashbacks with Bran?
Well,
I guess there's only saw the one,
and it was the one where they were in where they're overlooking Ned
Hordor.
Battling it. And Hordor could talk.
But there, like, is a parallel, I guess, to the first episode.
Yeah, it's pretty because about how Ned because Stark was watching. Yeah, them. Was not oh, yeah. watching them. Was watching Bran sword fight, and then Bran was watching Ned sword fight, and then in comes Arya with the bow and Lyanna. Lyanna.
Oh, it was Lyanna
with the horse.
We got that all wrong.
Well, because of Alex's baby.
Yeah. Damn.
Oh yeah.
But yeah.
So I'm less excited to see where this is going. So now. Now we come to our main feature.
Well, hold on, because I want to make one more point. Because as far as Game of Thrones is concerned, so I watched season 6, episode 1 and 2 before I finished the 5th season.
Oh, really?
Yes, what? because I know what happens in the 5th season. I knew what happened in the 5th season.
It's still great.
It was great. I ended up going back and watching it again.
Okay, good.
The roughest thing I've ever seen on any show was watching Stannis burn his daughter.
Oh,
alive.
That was brutal.
And you're sitting there going,
so
brutal. Why?
And he's not even the one.
She did such a good job at being terrified, which makes me believe that she was probably actually terrified.
When child actors are too good.
Because, I mean, those screams were real. I don't know what was going on there, but the screams
I haven't gone back to watch
real.
That. That
you
never
sit
will.
There and go,
that was super brutal.
Oh, no! And then he's leading her to it, and she's like so happy. Yeah, Dad, you're going to be so cool. And then she was just like, what's going on? Get up there. Oh, no!
Yeah, that was
awful.
So
and it's like, we all knew Stannis wasn't going to be Azor Ahai. It's Jon Snow.
So, whose storyline are you most excited about in this new season?
Jon Snow now, but
Tyrion is still my favorite.
Tyrion really? Is a good second.
I'm kind of looking forward to Sansa's storyline.
Sansa's I am looking forward to.
We'll see. She's definitely set it to be now she's going to be a badass from here on in.
And I'm very glad that they finally got back to Bran. Because they didn't talk about him at all last season.
Arya is still my favorite character.
Oh, yeah,
and she always will be.
Okay.
Until she dies.
Are we ready?
Yes.
Okay,
here we go. Will, you can put your phone down. We're going to talk about
back in the conversation.
Okay,
here we go. Okay, I'm on. All
right. Civil War.
So, on Friday, guys, I saw the best Spider-Man move I've ever seen.
Seriously.
That's exactly what he said when we went to Charles Jr.
Well, no, that's the first thing that I told Eddie after the movie was over. It's like, was that not the best Spider-Man movie we've ever seen?
It's unfortunately true with all five movies that we've seen.
But let's not make that a takeaway, because it was just so fucking good.
Initial thoughts.
Hilarious.
Oh my god.
It was awesome.
It was better than the first and second Captain America movie.
And that's saying a lot.
Yeah.
Because those were good movies.
They are very good movies. I love
especially Winter Soldier.
Yeah, Winter Soldier. I thought Winter Soldier was like, holy crap. I mean, I liked the first one, but there's a lot of people that had a lot of criticism on the first one. But the second movie, nobody could deny that was amazing.
That was some good crafting right there.
Exactly, very good crafting.
First thing we need to talk about, though, before we continue on.
Oh my god, exactly. It better be important, man.
Team Cap or Team Iron Man?
Cap.
Good.
Well, I'm a little disappointed because now we can't argue it, but like, I don't understand how you can be Team Iron Man at the end of that movie. I don't understand.
I know somebody who was.
You kind of feel a little bad for him, though.
You do, but he's the asshole who ruined everything every chance he got.
True.
There is multiple times he could have gone, you know what, I'm screwing up, we need to stop here. And he didn't.
Well, he did until he saw that video.
Yeah.
And then...
And he screwed up again.
Yeah.
No, that was righteous. Like, no, that was totally behind Iron Man. I couldn't understand why he flipped out.
Anybody could understand why he flipped out. Iron Man's a human.
He's human. That made him even more believable. Like,
if you saw somebody kill your parents in front of you, you're going to be like, fuck you,
but
guys.
But he knows it wasn't him.
Yeah, I mean, it was him, but he had no control.
It doesn't matter. It was his parents.
Yeah.
Still.
He is human.
And it's a traumatic experience that had haunted him for the rest of his life.
But he's the asshole. The reason that Iron Man's a real asshole for doing that, and this is why I won't get behind him with this. I mean, he's still a good character. I get it. Like, I don't think he's evil, but he's messed up because half this movie was about how his creation, Ultron, killed a ton of people. He didn't mean it for it to happen, but it was an actionable mistake on his part. And he manned up to it, and he's expected people to forgive him for it.
He is going to take steps to make people understand that he's going to, you know, he's trying to fix it.
But immediately he sees someone who, out of their own will, committed an atrocity that they're going to regret the rest of their life, and he's all over, like, this guy needs to be immediately punished without any possible redemption. So he's totally okay with figuring out his own redemption.
You're taking that a little out of context.
I feel like he has no business
absolutely
being judged during the execution.
Here's why I think it was justified, and it's not just because it was because his parents died. The entire movie, the reason why they had their civil war was not just because Captain America said this is wrong. The tipping point was his defense of Bucky.
Yeah.
That was the tipping point. That's what solidified there are now two separate sides to the Avengers. Those following Captain and those following Iron Man. And that was the tipping point. And he stood by the whole time. Not only did he stand by Bucky the entire time, but then he admitted to Stark right before he lost it completely that he knew Bucky did it, and he never told. Well, no,
he said he didn't know.
No, he knew
it was
his parents died.
He knew
Bucky did it, but he wasn't going to tell him.
No,
that's what he said.
He said he didn't know.
He said he didn't know it was Bucky. He said he just found out that it was Bucky.
No.
But he said he knew his parents died.
No.
Incorrect.
I will clarify for him on this case.
Thank you.
During the video scene,
where
he tried to kind of deny it. But when Stark pressed him about it, he was like, "Man, we were talking from one Stark to the other. I just realized that." He made it sound like he said basically to him, "Like, okay, well, I kind of knew, but I wasn't sure,
and I wasn't going to tell you."
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And then the letter at the very end said that I held that back from you, and I'm sorry because
he knew. I forgot about that.
He didn't know.
Yeah.
So Captain knew, but he didn't tell.
He still never really explicitly stated it. Yeah.
Exactly.
I think in Captain's defense, there wasn't really an opportune time, because during the last three years,
he was that conversation.
Yeah.
By the way, Bucky killed your parents.
Let's go find him. Yeah. I think his idea all the time was, let's find Bucky, make sure he's safe, then I'm going to tell you this story I think I know about him.
And can you blame him for not? Like, Bucky's been his lifelong friend. Like, he's the only one now who is still around him.
We go back to the idea that it isn't like Bucky made a mistake and accidentally killed someone. He was mind-controlled and made into a unwilling soldier the last, like, 60 years, where one of his missions was to kill his parents. There was, like, no willfulness to the whole thing.
Is what Captain America was fighting for to begin with.
Which is why Captain America defends his friend, which I totally get.
Yeah.
But you also have to look at it from Stark's point of view. Why he did go finally ballistic. He had been against the entire idea of protecting the Winter Soldier from the very beginning.
Their first division was the
Sevokia Accords, whatever they call it. Which is basically this versions of the Superhero Registration Act.
Yeah.
But it was it was something that even Captain America was thinking about doing. He actually, Steve Rogers said in the movie, I was this close to signing it. But it was that event of what how they handled the Bucky situation and that they just jumped on it really quick without really investigating it that pushed him over to separate himself from the rest of the group.
It was when he mentioned Scarlet Witch being like being held captive. That's when he decided not to.
And also, there was a whole bunch of other things, but that was definitely one of the tipping points.
Well, and the whole thing, I guess the whole movie was set up to make Captain America look like he was totally right in thinking that they shouldn't trust everything, because every time they put trust in an external organization, they are corrupted,
they have aggressive, their own
agendas. Exactly.
Yep. Or, as is the worst, they have their own agenda.
Exactly.
I.e., what happened to Bucky.
Yeah.
And even in the original Civil War comic series, which if you haven't read, please do. Even in that series, and also Ultimate Alliance 2, the video game, if you haven't played that as well, same story ish, is that Captain America was always the one saying, even if what everyone else in the public thinks is wrong, but in your heart,
you know that
what they're doing and what they're saying is wrong, and you feel like what you're doing is right, it is your job to stand firm and say, no, this is the way it is going to be. That speech that...
Agent 13?
Yeah, Agent 13 was stating at the funeral.
Mm-hmm.
That was like a paraphrase of what Captain America said in that comic series.
That actually was what
that was what he said. Well, it was a paraphrase because it wasn't exactly it, but it was pretty much almost to the T of what Captain America was saying, like on an interview prior to the war breaking out. That was exactly it. So that's why it was made the way it was. It's because that's who he is. It's Captain America, for crying out loud. He stands for that shit.
He's going to do everything that he feels is right. And even if it goes against what everybody else thinks is wrong, he's going to do it because he feels is right.
Yeah.
And honestly, that's why I'm Team Captain America, is because Captain America
is right. That's why, yeah.
He's right.
Yeah.
There and go, Captain America isn't really wrong.
I think the whole idea behind the Accords made sense. But Captain America had all these legitimate reservations. Like, if we do this, we're going to be controlled in the wrong way.
What happens when somebody sends them to a place?
What happens if they send us to a place that we know we shouldn't go?
What happens if we know we need to go somewhere and they don't send us?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, those were the points.
Yeah. I mean, it's like you sit there and you go, at that point, you sit there and go, it's
and
freedom.
Then, and then the whole,
he's talking about freedom.
Do you remember when the Secretary of State is showing through the reels of okay, this is where you fucked up, this is where you fucked up?
The whole time
I'm going New York was almost your fucking fault. Second time was Hydra and they saved everybody. Sokovia, Iron Man, fucked up. And this last time, what the fuck did you want them to do?
Well, it would have blown up no matter what. Yeah. People would have still gotten killed. It was not their fault.
Yeah. I'd be like, I don't understand. A guy blew himself up. It would have killed nobody no matter what. We just tried to move it.
The main thing was... Their main situation was is that they shouldn't have been there because it was a sovereign nation they were going into.
Yeah. So then they're going to just complain and say, where were they? Why weren't they there to save people if they didn't show up?
Well, then that's something that they could argue.
American politics.
Yeah.
Exactly. You can't please anybody.
I know, but that's where their argument was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No.
I think which makes it very easy in this universe.
Based on the Civil War's the prior storyline prior to the Civil War was Secret Wars, where Fury led an invasion into Dr. Doom's country, Latvernia or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
He laid an invasion in there to stop the new dictator who was initially to everyone else seemed was very pro-democratic and was trying to resolve everything, but secretly was building weapons to be the next Dr. Doom, and Fury wanted that stopped, but it became a huge political scandal because he sent Avengers into this country completely against their sovereignty. And in response, they attack New York.
Yeah.
And kill lots of people. That's what started the superhero registration act. So what we saw at the beginning of the movie was a really, condensed version of that without, all the extra stuff because, you can't do Labertnia because Fox still has...
Okay. We need to move on. We need to move on to talk about the characters themselves because then we have a lot to talk about. Spider-Man, Black Panther is being...
Black Panther was amazing.
Tossing up between which character I found cooler. Spider-Man or Black Panther. Black Panther was so cool.
He was so very cool. But
I'm sorry,
whole airport scene was like the best part. Amazing. Like that fighting scene. That, it was so good. So freaking humorous and just amazing. Like
it's like, oh, and it's just so good. I thought that was a water drop.
That was so
good. I was like, oh, that's amazing. And he's all like, wait, what? He goes, no. And just walks away.
I was rooting perfect. For his character the most.
Ant-Man was awesome. The moment I saw Scott Lang like come out of the van, I was like, yes,
he was like, Captain America.
And Scarlet Witch.
And then Spider-Man referencing Star Wars about the
that old movie, and then War Machine's like, the heck is this kid? So how old is this kid? I don't know. I didn't carbon date him.
Exactly.
You know, I was like, this is amazing. So but then he's like, he's doing the AT-AT thing, and then it's like, it starts like, no. I think this kid has a point here.
Yeah.
And here's the funny thing. This is phase 3. This is the second movie of phase 3. What was the second movie? Empire Strikes Back.
I've already
I mentioned this to you. I just want to say it for the podcast.
This is the Empire Strikes Back of Phase 3. No, not even a Phase 3 of the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Everybody knows Empire Strikes Back is the best Star Wars movie of all time.
Yeah.
I don't think it will be a long time before some Star Wars
Seven movie came boxes. Close, but
Seven came close, but Seven was I'm still debating whether Seven or New Hope was better.
They both had very big Death Stars.
Exactly. It's debatable. but regardless, it's the Empire Strikes Back of the Marvel Cinematic Universe so far.
I agree.
As far as the characters go, I'm glad that they let...
I'm so glad that Spider-Man was in that.
I'm glad...
It was amazing. His character and his whips. And the fact that he kept talking, and even the the seasons guys, like, you know, usually this doesn't happen.
Yeah, usually there's not a lot of talking.
There's not usually a lot of talking. It's just like... But it was funny. That was the most hilarious part.
Exactly. What
I like that they let like Scott Lang be a real superhero. Like, I mean, yeah, he fought the Falcon last time, but like, there was still a question about whether he can like stack up to everybody. He totally can.
Oh yeah,
stack up. What an interesting punny.
No, what was great about that whole scene though wasn't that there was so much balance in that.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't like Vision and Scarlet Witch came in and started taking over everything.
No.
That wasn't the case because. God, no. Because you said
they easily could have.
They easily could have, but you started to see like in there, like everybody was holding back punches.
Mm-hmm. Everybody,
and they were all fighting each other. Scarlett Johansson or Black Widow and Hawkeye. Like, are we still friends?
It's like depends on how hard you hit me.
But it stopped when Ant-Man got big. They weren't really holding back against Ant-Man. Like, they couldn't at that point.
At that point, it's just like, oh, God.
I feel like maybe Black Panther wasn't holding back, though.
Black Panther wasn't holding back.
No, Black Panther totally was like, I'm going to kill this guy.
Yeah, I'm going to kill Bucky. Yeah, that's Black Panther.
Yeah.
Bring me the Winter Soldier. I will kill him.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like the Shere Khan.
The Shere Khan. Black Panther was so cool.
It was an amazing character. It was an amazing character.
I said he brought some... He was so regal in his...
Yes,
absolutely was.
Probably the most regal character.
In his suit, like, he was really regal.
And that
like,
mid-credits perfect scene. Acting that mid-credits scene at that very last line that was his, the very last line of his, sent chills down my spine. It's like,
yes.
Let them come. And then you look outside and you're just like... Oh
yes,
fuck. It's like come at me, bro.
At the end, he dropped Captain America dropped his shield. So I'm thinking he could get a replacement from guy because
his suit was from.
Mm-hmm. So when Iron Man's like, "That's not yours," he's like, "Fuck it, I can get a new one."
I'll get a new one.
That I'm was sad sure to see that though. That was a heartbreaking moment.
Was, yeah. But I'm pretty sure that's why he's like, "Whatever, I got sources."
Yeah. Okay. So as far as scenes are concerned, coolest car chase scene ever in the movie. I mean, in the freeway, like when they're going down.
When I saw Winter Soldier like when I saw Bucky like clothesline that motorcyclist and
zoom, that was so good.
And boom! I was like,
you don't like
that?
I was like, yes.
Wait. Kelsey doesn't agree.
I'm sorry. That looked as cool as it kind of looked. I was just like, there's no way that's gonna happen.
Of course.
course not.
Of course not. Because, that you know, superheroes so with iron Spider-Man suits and giant
I
men
know.
Are
Spider-Man.
So realistic.
I just Spider-Man imagine even his says arm later getting in ripped
the movie.
Off.
What Spider-Man got? Even says later in the movie,
oh, yeah,
your
shield
doesn't...
Yeah.
Your shield defies the laws of physics.
Yeah.
And so
Captain America
funny.
Was like, yeah, it kind of does that.
It kind of does that.
That was pretty awesome.
But that's what I mean by that scene.
That
like,
was the other cool thing about...
It defies the laws of physics.
I was glad that...
Everybody knows it's going to.
I just had a hard time with it.
Legitimizing Spider-Man that he fought, like, on par
was
with,
amazing.
With
they,
Captain America.
They balanced it so well.
They really did.
Yeah. And I do hope...
And he caught our Winter Soldier's punch and like still kept blabbing like it was nothing.
Yeah.
You see that part? I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
When you're like, oh, Spider-Man is stronger than you think he is.
Even Winter
yeah.
Soldier was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
That was actually kind of
when
surprising.
When he was able to take out, like, almost stop Captain America, he's like, oh, yeah, he told me to...
Oh, go for your legs.
Go for your legs. You're like, for a second, like, ooh, he actually got him there for a minute.
Yeah, I know.
You know, you're just like,
but
damn.
Captain America is
yeah.
Captain America.
Yeah, he's
yeah.
Captain America. Here's the thing. The very last
Ding.
Credit scene. I'm excited to see Marvel Studios doing a Spider-Man movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's basically
really
what that was.
Yeah.
We're saying, you got your own movie.
It was good.
And he, that actor, I forgot what his name
Tom
was.
Tom Holland.
Thank you.
Tom Holland.
Killed it.
Killed it.
Spider-Man. So good.
How
love it.
Old
so
is he
good.
Supposed to be?
I can look it up.
In the movie, I think he's like 16.
Well,
okay.
Spider-Man's a teenager.
He's a teenager.
He's 16.
I don't know, just all the other ones look like they're 18 or something.
Yeah,
like,
no, they're definitely going for
really,
as possible here.
Really
he looks
young.
Like
so does Aunt May.
Yeah.
Oh,
Aunt
yeah.
May.
That was so funny.
Sexy Aunt May.
Tony
Stark is all like, I can hit that. You're
yeah.
like, ah.
But
yeah,
he's like,
but then you realize it's Marissa Tomei.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're like,
I was all like,
yeah.
I was sitting there going, I like the people I was sitting there with, I was like, that woman looks so familiar. And one of them goes,
Tom Holland
man,
himself is
I'm
19
like,
years old, by the way.
Fuck!
Tom Holland, the actor, is 19 years old.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like, well, that was further back, but
I know.
Like, the most recent video that I remember from was that. And then so I was just like, I'm like, she looks really hot, is that me? And then I was like, I really need to reconsider my thought process.
For an older for she has aged very well.
Very well.
Very well.
Very well. Looked very awesome.
Yes.
And the fact
Marissa
that Stark was
Marissa told me
and the fact that
fire.
Stark kept bringing up like, I'm gonna tell Aunt May.
Yeah, I know.
I'm gonna tell Aunt May. You need to stay down. You're not going anywhere. Or I'm telling Aunt May. And he tries
no.
to get up and he goes, no, you know what? I'm gonna sit down.
Yeah.
And just lays
yeah.
down. That's amazing.
I really did. I
really did love
it. I
movie.
Really did enjoy that. I mean, the whole movie was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
so, oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
One of the things when after the movie, and I didn't think about the response until I was like getting ready to go to bed because I couldn't stop thinking about the movie. But anyways, one
yeah.
of my friends was like, "Well, how did that guy even know that Iron Man was going to be there?" And it's because
thank you. I
no,
said the exact
no,
same thing.
No, but it's because he had that hotel. Person, whatever, go deliver the food, and they found out that person was laying in the tub, and so when Iron Man got the news,
yep.
that's how he was like, oh shit, there
I
is something,
right.
yeah,
yeah
that's
right.
how he found out.
It was
I mean,
all planned.
He couldn't, he might not have known that Iron Man not might have gotten put in that jail thing or whatever. He, there probably was no guarantee, but that was his plan
and
to get Iron
forward.
Man.
But that's what
to
that's what I was thinking the whole time. It was that like that was a huge gambit to think that to imagine Iron Man would be the one to show
it
up.
Worked.
That,
worked.
That was
well, I mean,
because
it's the perfect. It's a movie universe. The
well,
perfect
still,
thing's gonna happen.
It there was a good chance that even in a realistic situation that it would have still probably happened.
Yeah.
But yeah, unfortunately, I didn't get to tell my friend that, so I felt the need to share that here
yeah.
because it was like while I was going to bed, and I was like, that's why.
I'm marking it
yeah.
that I think that Honest Trailer
is
going to bring that up.
Is anyone scared
but
to see that Thunderbolt Ross is the one that's the Secretary of State? Doesn't that bother anybody? Especially with the Hulk missing? Doesn't that scare anyone?
Well,
it's not me.
Well, other than the fact that he's just as like hard-headed as he is in the comics.
Yeah, but
yeah.
in the position of power that he's in, I'm seeing a Red Hulk movie in the future.
Ooh.
Well, I mean, he's there. It's always a possibility.
Yeah, it's always
now.
A possibility. But William Hurt did a really good job as Thunderbolt Ross in
yeah.
The Incredible Hulk, and in this movie, amazing as well.
Ross was really excited that they brought him back.
Yeah,
like,
I'm
they
really
didn't
happy.
Replace him with somebody else, like
oh,
another
yeah.
character or
thank
actor.
God.
I mean,
they haven't done that often. I think they've only done that once or twice in their new
mm-hmm.
cinematic universe.
Twice.
Don Cheadle being one of them because I forgot.
Oh, we need to talk about him.
And Spider-Man.
Well,
yeah.
Spider-Man
well,
wasn't there.
Count.
But I mean, he.
The other.
But, he doesn't count, but I think he technically does.
The other one was Edward Norton,
Edward
is what we're thinking.
Yeah.
Mark Ruffalo. Yeah, but I mean, amazing market.
Edward Norton.
Edward Norton's was good as well.
He wasn't bad, but I've, you know,
everyone knows the horror stories, unfortunately.
Yes, Edward Norton is very difficult to work.
He's a very good method actor, and he's very difficult to work with. That's why they didn't do it.
Want to see him and Daniel Day-Lewis in a movie? They're gonna hate each other.
We
it's gonna be amazing.
We need to talk about Don Cheadle for a bit.
Don Cheadle.
Oh, we need to talk about War Machine for a little bit.
Is there a Tony Stank?
Oh, yes.
He's like, yeah, Tony Stank, right here. That last part where he wrote War Machine, he's like, you know, this
cameo, I'm never going to let this go.
I'm never letting this go. Tony Stank.
So, I knew something bad was going to happen.
Yeah, you did see.
Because obviously in the trailer, you see War Machine
in Iron Man's arms.
But
that was really bad.
That was rough to watch.
That was hard.
Because you sit there, you go like you knew, like, I mean, I knew something was going to happen.
We just didn't know what.
We just didn't know what it was.
And we didn't know that it was going to be Friend of Fire.
And it happened so fast.
But the thing is, like, if that happened to Iron, or the, why am I so bad at names? War Machine. Like, if he was going to try to do that to, seriously? Not...
Yeah, no, not Vision or Iron Man.
The other one with wings.
Falcon. Thank you.
Yeah, he was intending to do that to him, so the same exact shit was going to happen. Like, that's okay to you to, like, practically paralyze, even though you're fighting?
That's kind of true. Like, yeah, what do they expect to happen?
Exactly. I was like, you're really upset that this happened to War Machine, but you would have been okay if it happened to Falcon.
It's a damn good point.
Like, but it's really shitty.
Vision did say that he was distracted.
No, he did.
But
War Machine, like, gave him the command. I don't remember exactly what he said. It was, like, make him a glider or something like that.
Yeah, oh, that's what it was. It was make him a glider. Like, probably target his engines so his engines can't fly, but Falcon can still glide down.
Oh, okay.
Whereas
I was
War
like,
Machine, he took out War Machine's power supply, and because it's a metal suit, it just...
crashed.
Boom.
Okay.
But it was...
I was hoping to God... That they would catch it.
Yeah, me too.
That's what. No, they didn't catch
him. I know, but
that was such a dark, like
I was like, Iron Man's gonna catch him and he's gonna stand there.
I love that scene, that was awesome.
But then when I saw that, catch him.
And then Falcon was going down too.
Falcon's like, oh shit.
Yeah, you see both of them coming down and here's War Machine.
Bam! And you're like,
I thought he was dead.
Oh, I thought he died too.
Oh my god.
Oh,
it was just so hard.
I was just like,
it was so fast. It was so fast, the beam. It took out War Machine. And you're like, oh, something bad's happening. And then it cuts to the scene where they're falling, where he's falling down. And then it cuts to the scene where he's falling down, and they're falling out. They're trying to catch him, and they were so close.
Yeah, they were so close. But then, slight amount of humor when Iron Man's like. Fucking go away. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, but that's even more proof that he's a dick.
Yeah.
Because, like, that, like he obviously...
It wasn't uncalled for.
It wasn't Falcon's fault.
Exactly.
Yeah, it wasn't Falcon's fault.
It was uncalled for.
But it was still slightly funny. Just ever so slightly.
Yeah. I don't think anyone laughed in the theater when that happened. It was just...
Actually, in our theater, they did.
Yeah.
Quite a few people were like...
I mean, it was nervous laughter.
I know.
It was hysterical, but you're just like, oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's not hard to believe that you would do something like that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That was really rough to watch.
That one scene. You're just sitting there going...
In the end, I was really depressed after the whole movie.
Well, I was really depressed.
You
should be. Because nobody went.
It wasn't a happy ending.
No, that's
it
true.
And you know what?
Should be good for you, happily, because you never wanted happy endings.
I hate happy endings.
But it was just a good... You know what? The Russo brothers did a good job setting me up, too. Because I was thinking, oh, man, we're going to have this final fight with the real bad guy of the movie. You know, it's going to be...
And it didn't really happen.
No, nothing.
Other than the first 5 minutes, there was no good guys versus bad guys this entire movie.
Because the title wasn't Batman versus Superman versus Doomsday versus Wonder Woman versus whatever. The title of the movie was Civil War.
But I think that,
and that happened.
I think that helped set me up for it. Because I was like, okay, now we're going to fight the real bad guy, right? No.
And there wasn't a real bad guy.
The real bad guy's
was in Civil War.
Oh, shit.
And the real bad guy tried to just kill him off. Yeah.
Kill himself off.
And Panther's like,
hell no.
Yeah.
The living wants you here.
Going back to that, this movie just straight up shit on Batman vs.
It did.
Oh, yeah.
There was no contest.
Way.
Who is the guy at the very end like the technical villain and the guy who's talking to him, and he's like, "You're mine." Who is that guy?
Oh, Black that Panther was that verse. Are you talking about Batman v Superman?
You're talking about Martin Freeman's character.
Oh, Martin Freeman's character.
Yeah,
who
is he in the movies?
I don't recall what his name was.
He's like an Interpol agent.
But he's
or
an Interpol agent. Which I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this. This is not the first time this has happened. I think it's kind of ironic. Mm-hmm. So now we had the Hobbit series, Sherlock series, and now Marvel, where both Benedict Cumberbatch and Martin Freeman were in the movies together.
Wait.
Benedict Cumberbatch was going to be Cumberbatch was
Smaug.
No,
I did.
I'm sorry.
Shmee.
That's Peter Pan. Thinking Peter Pan. I said Shmee.
Yeah, that's right.
I said Shmee.
No, but where is Benedict Cumberbatch? Captain America?
No, he's going to be Doctor Strange.
He's Doctor Strange.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was like really confused. I was like, he wasn't in that movie.
Same universe, though. Same universe. Okay.
That's why I was like, why do I recognize him? And now that you say...
The Hobbit
Sherlock
and Sherlock
Holmes,
yeah.
Like that makes perfect sense. Yeah. But and he's Which is ironic he's like Sherlock, your plan horribly like failed, and he's like,
Robert Downey
did
Jr.
it? Did it fail?
Yeah, he totally won.
Yeah,
he totally won.
Zemo totally won, and yeah. I was kind of happy with this iteration of Zemo. I was kind of glad they didn't bring him in his purple jumpsuit. Thank God for that.
Wait, he's in a purple jumpsuit?
Yeah,
normally?
You've never seen Baron Zemo before. Look up Baron Zemo later. But yeah, he basically has he was a Hydra agent in World War II. And he had this purple outfit that was like almost skin tight, and his mask is fused to his face, so you never see his face because it's always behind the purple mask. It's just a clear purple mask with eyelids, so you can see out. It's fused to his face because he made it like a virus that was supposed to be released into the against the Allies, and Captain America like shattered it, and it went on his head, and it fused his mask to his face, so he can't take it off ever.
Oh, that's shitty.
And he's like dying because of it, so he constantly has to go back to like Hydra doctors throughout the many, many years to keep himself alive and rejuvenated because it's killing him. This iteration didn't show any of that, which is cool, because I was like, oh, this is Zemo, and then as time went on, it's like, no, he is... cold, he is calculating, and he engineered this entire civil war all by himself.
Better than anyone before him.
Better than anyone else.
Yeah.
Strucker really couldn't do anything. Yeah.
Well, I like his point, like how if somebody else breaks them, that's
exactly.
Like, they could just
I can't beat him. Like he admits in the movie, in the Black Panther, I personally can't beat him, especially since there were more powerful people than me that couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew that going against them headstrong is going to fail. Making them kill each other from the inside, perfect. And how he set that up was amazing.
It was amazing.
It was
amazing. Beautiful.
It was, I mean, it was fantastic.
At first, I was like...
When he makes that point, when he realized the whole movie
was
him setting it up.
Just setting it all up, you're like, fuck me.
Oh.
He's the villain who won. He won Civil War.
Yeah, exactly.
It was like amazing. Hydra wins. But,
well, he wasn't Hydra.
He was.
No, he wasn't.
He
used
not
to be.
In this
no,
movie.
Well, not in this movie. Not in this movie.
Yes.
He technically wasn't.
Yeah.
He was part of
Sokovia.
Sokovia. So, I guess Hydra didn't win in this one, but he actually said Hydra.
He even killed a Hydra agent.
He did kill a Hydra agent. Yeah.
Yes, he did kill a Hydra agent.
Well, he technically killed eight.
Or it was a Russian, too. Yeah. He killed a Russian, too.
Yeah, to get that information. But still, yeah.
He killed multiple Hydra agents.
He did, actually, yes.
Yeah, when you go in there, I thought, like, I was sitting there thinking, oh, I mean, they're going to... When they walked into the big thing, I was like, they're going to release the super soldiers.
Yeah, that's what I was like.
I thought that was going to
happen.
Make
it tacky, and then they walk up, and they're like,
and they're still in
dead.
There, and you're just like, they were still in there, and you're just
why
like,
why are they still in there?
And then you're like, don't worry, they've been taken care of, and then you see bullet holes, you're like,
oh,
son of a...
That's when I was like,
and then you're like...
Good. Like, whoa.
But actually, now that you're going to that point, Ross thinks that because there's an empty chamber, and he isn't sure if it was the actual Winter Soldier's chamber or if there was another one that maybe escaped. He thinks that somebody actually escaped. Maybe
no,
not
I think
then,
it was Winter
Soldier.
Released.
Winter Soldiers.
I think it was Winter
Soldier
because Winter Soldier was being held up in there.
Yeah,
yeah.
That was one of
he's just hoping that somebody did escape. I don't know why he thinks it. He has this theory that
well,
he
that's fine. Somebody should escape.
He,
yeah, that'd be
he
great.
He thinks that he has this theory that it's Agent 13.
Agent.
How they say they can hide in plain sight and you never know that they're there or whatever. Like, that's what he thinks.
But well, we already know that Agent 13's already kind of pre-established.
Yeah.
That's what he's hoping. That's just
that's his jumping. Own. That's jumping a pretty high in mark, but okay.
That's what he wants to happen. Okay.
So, going back, because you guys, I'm not necessarily you guys, but Eddie more so, and I don't know, some other people. You guys gave me such shit for how much I hated Batman versus Superman.
Oh no, I didn't. I agreed with you.
I gave you kind of shit.
You gave me such shit for hating Batman versus Superman.
Yeah.
Now what do you think?
My opinion doesn't change. Why would my opinion change because of another movie?
Yeah, I still don't have totally a problem
it.
With
it's such a terrible movie.
When you take Batman v Superman,
it makes Batman v
this and then you take Batman Civil War.
But I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't.
You have to. And this is the reason. This is the reason why.
Every movie is its own thing.
They're the same movie.
They're the same movie.
They're not the same movie.
They tried different things. What's his Zack Snyder tried to do didn't necessarily work, but they tried to do different things. I don't think there's any point to comparing the movies.
So yeah, Superman superheroes fighting against each other. Check. You had a villain mastermind trying to
control
the fight. Check. That's both of them. You have random news broadcasts saying that heroes should be kept in check.
Check.
You have
an event that
collateral damage
that pushes
sets
the tipping
forward
point.
The plot for the whole movie.
Check.
You've got an end result of a battle that's against an enemy that is unknown, i.e. themselves. Check. You have new characters being introduced.
Check.
That's like in a lot of
it's
movies.
The same
it's the same movie. It is.
But Civil War
yeah, they're
was
thematically the same. That's
infinitely
true.
Infinitely better.
Yeah, and that's true too. What you're saying is not untrue. I'm just saying that it's unnecessary to make a decision on
the
Batman versus Batman compared to Civil
War. The reason why it is necessary
is
because DC right now, I will tell you this, if Suicide Squad fails, which I'm hoping is not because it looks so good right now, but if that movie fails, DC will not recover.
I agree.
And Marvel right now is so high up, nothing can stop them unless they really fuck up.
The difference is DC should stick to their animated movies.
They do. And Killing Joke, by the way,
is coming out really soon. Killing Joke is actually looking
rated
really
R animated film.
Yeah.
Holy cow, they're sticking to that
story. Should
be
pretty good.
Because Killing Joke is dark.
Oh, so
I don't know what that is.
I won't go into the plot of Killing Joke. It's better used in
the
movie. The
Killing Joke is basically
the Joker
origin story graphic novel that shaped the Joker. And it also changed a lot of what happened in the main universe. Plus, every character since the original Batman movie, the original one, the Michael Keaton one, every Joker from that point forward uses the Killing Joke graphic novel as their basis for the Joker.
Yep.
Every single Joker, from Jack Nicholson to Mark Hamill in the animated
series.
To the one in the
Arkham games.
Arkham games, to also...
Red Hood.
What's the actor I'm thinking of?
John...
Heath Ledger.
Heath Ledger read it as well.
And Jared Leto. All of them read this book. It was important and they had to understand it because that's where the entire thing of Joker comes from. So this movie, and the only reason why Mark Hamill is voicing this video after he said he retired from Joker is because he said the only reason I would come back for Joker ever again was to do the Killing Joke, and that's why he's doing it for one last. This will be the last time I really believe that we'll ever hear Mark Hamill as Joker, and probably Kevin Conroy as Batman, who was also
which
the same
fine
voice
to go
in the animated series.
I'll say...
Didn't
John DiMaggio do the Joker as well?
That was the most recent DC animated films.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is a good one, too.
John DiMaggio does a really good job. Yeah.
But Mark Hamill's hard to beat.
Can't beat him. Yeah.
So, long story short for you,
Kelsey.
Is that Killing Joke is pretty important as far as like what shaped Batman and Joker as far as character goes.
Yeah.
So,
you should
do a pretty good job of making this movie.
Yeah.
And,
to Joss's point... They do a really good job in their animated movies, but America just doesn't put money behind
animated
movies.
They really don't, and it is unfortunate.
It's very unfortunate, actually.
But, you know, but that's the thing is, I mean, you're right. If Suicide Squad fails, if it's not as good,
It really doesn't look like
it. It doesn't really look like it.
Thank God.
Thank God we won't.
It looks really good.
It doesn't look as good as everybody's saying it is.
Really? I'm surprised.
Maybe I'm skeptical.
Because I'm Batman.
There's a lot of people. Yeah, there's a lot of people skeptical, especially with Batman
about Jared Leto's Joker with damage written on your forehead. It looks so dumb. It looks so
looks fine. It's just a different iteration of Joker.
Yeah, I mean, well...
It's just for me. It's just a different take on Joker.
I think if you go too far to your own version of the Joker and not keep with the core of the character, you're going to ruin the character. So right now, if we don't know exactly how Jared Leto is doing it, we've seen clips. Some of the clips I've seen look amazing as Joker, and some of them make me scratch my head a little bit.
Yeah. So, but Jared Leto is a good actor.
He's a good actor. Absolutely. I want to see when I see this movie, I'm going to be looking forward to it. I am looking forward to Suicide Squad, and I hope Suicide Squad does well. Because if it doesn't, DC is done as far as making live.
You already have people dropping shit out of a lot of movies.
A lot of it.
A lot of the DC movies.
So it's horrible. It's a very bad situation. So let's just hope, and I'm hoping.
I know you told me off mic that Flash actor was jumping ship. But
there's rumors. I haven't heard anything else about it, but there's supposed rumors that the actor for the Flash that they had in Batman v Superman is dropping ship.
Which I don't blame.
Yep, and the director of Aquaman has already jumped ship.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yep. I was upset that they
didn't... Because Aquaman looks also pretty good.
Yeah, it does. I was also extremely upset that they chose a different actor for Flash than the one in the series.
Yes, that bothers me too.
And then they said, well, it's a different universe. I'm like, fuck it. Okay. What the hell's wrong with you?
You know what?
The DC, the Marvel TV series, the Marvel TV series,
they have the same
character.
This is not me defending this, but... And I'm sure you guys already know this, but I'll just reiterate it just in case, is that for them, they just do not want to mix TV actors and movie actors because
they're dumb.
Well, they're dumb. Yes.
There's not a really good reason not to.
There's absolutely
zero reason.
Jessica Jones and the new
Punisher, yeah. Daredevil. Punisher,
Daredevil, all of those. Amazing, and they're all in the same
universe. I bet you anything, if they start doing movies, and the Punisher needs to show up in a movie somewhere, like, you know, Spider-Man,
but you don't, you're misunderstanding something.
If the Punisher shows up in the movie, I guarantee you they're going to use that same guy, because what's-his-name is so good as
you are missing something.
Okay, no, what?
You're missing the fact that Hollywood actors have a camp where you are a TV actor or a movie actor, not both.
That's...
And that's just how it is.
Tell that to Marvel.
Tell that to Marvel. Tell that to Marvel. Doing this.
No, they're not. Their TV people are not appearing on the movie. Their movie people appeared on TV, but it's not going to go the other way around.
Phil Coulson,
movie character who's now on TV, and he's never coming back to the movies. And he hasn't for the last 3 years.
He's not coming back to movies. He's not a relevant character anymore in the movies.
He's in charge of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, here's the problem. Here's the problem with that. Who says that?
History says that, and execs.
Who gives a fuck about
execs have
expressed Samuel Jackson.
Yeah,
Jackson was actually doing S.H.I.E.L.D., and then right after his parts in S.H.I.E.L.D.,
he
went
into episodes of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Three.
It doesn't matter. He was there.
He was in there as his character.
What about what's his name? The guy who played Crossbones. Wasn't he in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yes, he was.
Yeah.
No, he wasn't. Crossbones.
Yeah, he was. The dude who was in Winter Soldier, who captured his first appearance was in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought he was in there, for sure. I thought he was. Yeah,
we're at 2 hours, by the way.
Yeah.
It's a long episode.
This is a long episode.
Oh, yeah, but this is a lot of content, too.
I'm not defending this. I think it's poor politics or culture, whatever you want to call it, but the fact of the matter is they're not going to. They just...
DC has made that decision, and I think at this point, it's a bad decision.
Very bad decision.
I think it is. But Hollywood is going to look at their Flash character and go, you are a TV character. You are not a movie actor.
But the Punisher is a movie character, so what's stopping him just because he's in a TV series?
Well, now John... I'm sorry, I forget his last name.
I don't know his name at all. It would be a miracle if he
appears in a movie now. Because for him, he's a TV character. And that's where they've put him in there.
No.
Here, I'll give you this. We've all seen Jessica Jones and Daredevil and Punisher now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you telling me that Tony Stark, when he went looking for a hero who was going to be on his side, all he thought about was Spider-Man and not the other three people who are probably on the news all the time in the Marvel Universe? He skipped out on those people and instead
went to the one we haven't seen on TV yet. That's because just that we have never seen them on TV before, and that is their said and unsaid role.
The actor who played
because Crossbones. Why wouldn't you bring Daredevil or Jessica Jones to this fight?
Are they in this fight normally? Like
no, neither was Spider-Man. Why was Spider-Man there?
Well, no. Here's the thing: is Spider-Man was part of Civil War. Actually, pretty much
a big part of Civil War.
Every Marvel character was a part of Civil War, even Squirrel Girl or whatever her name is. But that's the thing is.
But I mean, even justification in universe, the only reason we have Spider-Man here
is because it doesn't matter if they need him. If they need the Punisher to be in a Spider-Man movie, because the Punisher, Spider-Man, Daredevil are all in the same kind of universe.
But we'll never see them in a movie together.
Probably not. But if they ever did need to, they're probably going to pull the guy from anything. I was completely wrong about the guy. The guy played Crossbones. He was not in.
Oh, he wasn't.
No, he was not. I figured he would have been in the show, but he's not in the show.
Okay. Same thing. He was in
the
show
The Shield, not Agents of Shield.
That was confusing then. Yeah.
I feel like we need to find examples and prove Eddie wrong.
Well,
I can give you another short-term example.
Agent Carter. The character was in first Avengers, Captain America, First Avenger, and then had her own series start.
Yep.
Was also back for the Winter Soldier, and also was in Ant-Man.
Movies. Cameos and miniseries.
Cameos. Spider-Man was a cameo, technically. He wasn't on screen for very long. It was like 10 minutes.
Either way, it's a really dumb concept, and people need to get over that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wish they would, but... So far, Marvel, I think last Marvel's I think Civil War, right. Civil yeah. War proved. I don't know. I think Civil War just proved that they're not changing their mind about anything.
You can't put a whole shit ton of superheroes in the movie. There was a lot of superheroes in this movie now.
There was a lot of superheroes, and it would have been really hard to balance out like a huge war.
Exactly,
because there's a lot of superheroes that you need to come up with backstories for. And you need to do,
just didn't have just enough getting, time to do that. It's in the just movie. Started.
I mean, at
and
that
yet
point,
they're
going to
do it in Infinity War. And they're going to do it.
Infinity War is
going to
be different because Infinity War has a lot of characters that are going that are either established or going to be established here pretty soon. Because Marvel has been doing this right. They've been doing the different movies and then going on with the conglomeration movies.
Yeah.
Just like they did in the comics. Who would have thought that was a good idea? Obviously not DC. Because DC went, let's just jump right into Justice League with Batman v Superman. Like, never mind that we don't have any origin stories for any of our characters. Never mind that we're going to only do 2 minutes of origin for each one, except for Cyclops, who randomly gets 5 minutes.
Cyclops?
Cyborg.
Oh, Cyborg. That's what I meant to say.
Oh, and then we got a Wonder Woman movie coming up, too, by the way.
Which somebody from Wonder Woman's been jumped really? Ship already.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a lot of people there's a lot of people in DC Universe who are just leaving because
in the end,
it doesn't even matter.
DC is not managing their media services for live action movies and live action TV shows as well as Marvel has. And Marvel's been doing it right the entire time. There's been a few every once in a while, but pretty much since Guardians of the Galaxy, they've been hitting their mark almost every single time.
The Met movies like Iron Man 3.
Or all right, Iron Man all right, 3 wait. Like, but anyway. I have to stop this. We're at 2 hours and 8 minutes. We got to wrap this up.
Yeah.
But thank you, everyone. This was a great discussion.
This was a long...
We're going to have... Well, these are all stuff we're going to bring up at a later
time. We can continue
next
week. I'm really tired, too. Like, I haven't gotten much sleep in the past few days.
Yeah, and I have work in the morning, so...
I have work in the morning, too, but you know what?
I know.
You got a lot of that fireball.
Yeah, this is actually my third glass, believe it or not. But everybody, we want to thank you all for joining us on this podcast.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
It's amazing. And,
thank you for lasting this long.
Yeah.
It's been
a long
time listening to us talk about it. We've got a lot more to talk about, too.
And we probably will next week as well.
I was going to, just leave it.
Because
like,
Civil War continued.
This movie just shit on everything.
A.K.A. why DC sucks and Marvel's awesome.
All right.
A lot of friends of mine are going to
sign us off.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks for watching.
Bye-bye.
This has been a presentation of Front Row Geeks. Adios.